This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You're listening to Random Order Podcasts, presented by Much Studios.
When the government was shut down, I didn't see no pictures, nigga. So, hey.
I tell you something, nigga. And I saw a nigga put it this way on Twitter. He's like, yo, y'all ever seen a baby pigeon?
I mean, I'm sure if I Googled it.
Very necessary.
It's my best work yet.
Damn, how many bombs is it?
Nigga, that's a chopper.
They got a chopper gun in this guy. With an angel.
You said niggas to heaven went down.
It's a very special day, man.
Why is that?
Ah, man, this shit never gets old.
Why is it a special day? Somebody tell me.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear.
My dog Meech in the building.
Details finest.
Every single time. It's crazy. Shout out to Jay with the Carhartt.
Oh, yes, sir.
This was unplanned.
It was a sale going on.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice
Y'all didn't
get the...
Should we
go? Get the memo?
You didn't tell them.
Should we go?
Yeah, swap them out with somebody different.
I got the real nigga memo.
The thing is, though...
Oh, fuck.
I didn't even fucking need that memo.
I don't like that.
It's
I can't
just
read.
Second nature.
Yeah, that's how I
feel. That shit was halfway. Halloween.
You gotta really hit that shit.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. What is going on, guys? How is everyone doing today?
It's Monday, nigga.
It is Monday.
Oh, shit, it is, man.
Yo, if it sounds like... But they stole time from us.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
We went ahead, right?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, it's
That's
fine,
some bullshit.
Though. It's fine. I saw you tweet. I saw you pretty upset.
Nigga, you got to understand, bro. I had to wake up and drive. At 8 a.m., nigga, it was really like, I was supposed to be able to have more time sleep in. I woke up driving and shit. It's not fun. Then it was fucking with us at the border.
Bro, why'd they change this shit? All right, Nick. All right, bet. All right. Okay, why we change this? We do intro or we fucking get into this shit?
You can do whatever.
Yeah, I want to know how you feel about daylight savings.
So you'll be just flow.
Yeah, first off,
it's not even about daylight savings. It's just about today specifically.
Okay.
Because when daylight savings
it impacted you.
So you're fine with daylight savings in general, but just like this time around.
No,
I'm never fine with it. Because what? Okay. Why we just listen to somebody? I don't even know why we do it.
But you don't want it to be light outside or something like that?
Fuck. Listen, first.
Yo, just leave
I just
it,
feel like
though.
A follower, bro.
Isn't it the same? Isn't it the same shit? You just leave it? This is all okay. It's bright at 4.
No. Wait, what are we talking about?
There's nothing wrong with it. Nah, because the world, nigga, you gotta, because time is like, it's different everywhere.
Time is a concept.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
what was it?
Let's get there after.
What does the world have to do with what
like,
you're saying?
Because like when you bring the time back, we're awake more for when it's light outside, right?
Uh huh.
So like before, we're awake when it was not as much light.
Nigga,
outside.
I'd be up.
But ain't niggas,
though.
Niggas, yeah.
Right.
Well, I'd be up
That's
regardless.
What I'm telling
you. It's like it's the same Wait, shit. Y'all just fucking with me.
Nah, because there's some fucking place. They have like 28 days of night. I may be wilding with 28
days of night.
Nah, like, no, that's up north. That's way
yeah,
up north.
Like, way up north. It's like 3 days straight of night.
Like, no, it'll be a year and shit. Hold on, nigga. It's like the fucking.
You
what?
Never heard of this?
No, so what?
Nigga, they have like blankets over the stars.
Everything. Just, no,
nah,
there's
just
no
like
sun.
Like that or some shit?
Y'all niggas ain't know this shit?
It just be dark everywhere?
No, it's just dark all day. Okay, everyone calm the fuck down.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to Google this.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Summer all year round. You fucking know.
I got a movie. You sure it's not a movie, bro?
No. There is a movie called 28 Days of Night.
It's 30 Days of Night.
That one too.
So 28 Days of Night is located where?
Huh?
Like Antarctica or something.
No, it's just, nigga.
It don't rotate like that.
This all from the Google. Because, look.
I can't fucking find it.
I can't find the keywords. Hey, look.
Yo, usually I'm nice with keywords. I can't find the shit.
Nah, I got to watch it. I'm putting, the world is flat, first off. So ain't no revolving.
All right.
You dig what I'm saying? Ain't no revolving.
Yo, awesome. Okay, go ahead.
Do you genuinely believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you.
You say, do I genuinely believe that?
I didn't know you playing devil's advocate or not. You just talking.
I kind of am. I watched something that made me believe that the earth may be flat, but then it's like, bro, I just don't believe what they tell us. You feel me?
I don't believe nothing niggas tell us. That means, that's the reason.
Yo, yeah, the only thing about this shit is like, yo, like hearing that the earth is flat.
And like Groundhog's Day. That shit was,
nigga, back to the earth.
But like 2 plus 2 is 4 though.
No, it ain't.
No, it's not.
This is about to be our most abstract podcast.
Hold on, my nigga, look.
I don't know how y'all gonna title this shit because we just jumping from topic to topic.
Fuck, what you just talking about? Oh yeah, fuck. Like, although, like, no matter how crazy like a flat earth sounds, we don't actually know. Like me?
But like we do mm-hmm. though.
No, but me, have I checked, nigga? I haven't. I can't.
When
say
was the last time you checked, Shells?
Like me personally? Like I could. Like,
all right, nigga, I understand what you're saying.
You just believe it because
like,
a nigga told you that.
They told you.
I don't
that, bro.
Know the nigga that told me. But like that's the thing. Because a nigga told me, and he was told by somebody else. So we just believe in word of mouth. I don't know. I see it.
I feel what you guys are saying, but like, y'all gonna be stressed out like that, bro. Cause like,
nah, I'm not thinking that deep, but like when a flat earth impresses me, it'd be like, oh, technically,
so
I'm
do y'all
sure.
believe the earth is flat? Is that what we're going
nah,
with?
I'm,
no.
They will cancel us if we say that.
So
that's
look,
what I'm saying.
Look, nah, but look, this is what I'm saying. Fuck what they talking about.
Okay.
I like what
because
this is going
in Norway, because in Norway, it got 60 days of no sun. This is what I was trying to tell you.
So
why the same thing?
You been to Norway though?
Hmm?
You been to Norway?
Nah, I saw a documentary.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is a real thing.
So you believe them
from
niggas?
April 13th, from April 19th to August 23rd.
Nah, it's a real thing.
That's fucking crazy, son.
How many days? 60 days?
60 days. In the summer. Why are you taking away my summer from me? Bro, that's so depressing. And the earth is still flat.
Oh, midnight, but what is there to do in the summer sun? In Norway, though? For real? Like, I don't
we were talking about some other shit before.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe you just sleep all night.
Maybe niggas deserve something.
You would want that? Like, you would want 60 days at night?
Night slap.
If
for
I'm
real.
Trying to fucking rave.
Yeah, if I'm in the club and they got the right songs
and the drinks and the drinks is flowing.
I want to say the end. Fuck it. Yeah. 60 days.
That's I'd wild. Spend everything in there.
Man, after
bro.
Like 4 days of that shit, I'd be over that.
Oh, yeah, for
four
sure.
4 days and then I'd be like, yeah, I'm trying to see some sun.
Yeah, realistically, bro, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Way too long. The main purpose of daylight saving time, also called summertime in many places, is to make better use of daylight.
I feel this already.
We change our clocks during the summer months to move in our turn. This is
23.5, I guess.
This shit is confirmed. And it's just good, so you just keep drinking it.
But is it good for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I that think first. So.
Just know there's no nutrients.
Once
again.
I tighten
I
mine super
like
tight, it's not opening. Again.
So what?
Once I tighten mine super tight, it's not opening again.
I'll open it for
you. I got you.
Let me know.
Nah, but for real, I feel like a lot of times we just hear shit in school and then we kind of run with it our whole lives, but nobody stops to question like, yo, is that real true? But then again, it's like, yo, did you check? How do you know that nigga's sources is right? Because mm-hmm. yo, someone put into my perspective that. The earth, we're in a globe right now, and the earth is flat, and it's just like a round look, like almost like the Truman Show. We'll never know.
I think it's gravity.
But how you know there's gravity?
First off, I want you to shut the fuck up.
I'm just be joking with you. But how you know there's gravity there?
Have you ever jumped for real?
Hey, y'all see me dunk, man. I'll be up there for a minute. I'll be asking that question.
I come down because I want to.
I feel like it, nigga.
Because I'm bored, man.
Yo, you know what it is? Welcome back to the Random Order Podcast by 4IE Media, presented by Much Studios.
Facts.
It's your boy, the most handsome. Y'all do y'all intros, man.
That's my shit.
I introduced myself, so y'all niggas.
Go ahead, baby Trey.
Yo, what's up, man? It's baby Trey over here chilling. I ain't doing nothing, man. I know y'all see the trim. I don't really got to talk about that too much. Shells talk to him, man.
Wow. Nigga, I got a blue camo jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, though.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said you was gonna unleash the waves March 25th.
Okay, yeah.
It's
so,
March 11th. You looking low.
And I was like,
all right. You ain't come with it.
The waves is premature. All right.
Check me out. That's what happened. So when I originally cut my hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really cut it low enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut it probably like a 2.5, like a 3. Mm-hmm. It was too high. So like I was brushing my shit like I was going to work, right? Mm-hmm. But like it just wasn't moving. Like my hair was just straight.
Yeah.
So I had to go reset.
Oh, you hit the reset button.
I had to go really reset.
You had to get the pin.
I had to like properly reset. And I was gonna do-rag it for the next couple of weeks. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Every week, y'all gonna see this shit get crazier and crazier.
Damn. I was wondering, you had like a little afro going on. I'm like, I was gonna pull you aside and say, yo, you and your barber
you about to braid that?
Yeah. Yo, I was just talking about shit. You know what it was? Bro, I just got tired of like brushing my hair all the time, bro.
Mm. Yo, I'm tired of fucking cutting my hair, man.
I just got tired
of
brushing my hair all the time. Wearing a durag like fucking 15 hours of the day. It's winter. You. Like, I'm wearing a hat everywhere I go. Like, why do I even have waves? Like, what's the point?
I feel
so
you.
So that's why I grew my shit. But, you know, summer's back soon, so.
Yeah, I hope so, nigga. I'm fucking pale as shit.
It's all right today, though.
Yeah.
My paleness is at an all-time high. I'm my tired of these niggas coming up to me like, oh, yo, you shooting the new episode, fucking season of Twilight? Because you look like it, nigga. Nigga, even if I wasn't in Twilight, I feel like I'd sit in the fucking makeup chair and the girl would be like,
Twilight,
oh, he's fine.
There's one black nigga.
He looks like
Will. One black nigga. I'm pale as shit, though.
And that nigga's weak, bro. That nigga on pirate clothes. It's horrible. I swear to God, look him up, bro. It's horrible.
What's his name?
I don't know. Black nigga Twilight.
Black nigga Twilight. Black nigga Twilight.
Watch it come up, yo.
Man, you should come up.
Black. I really put black nigga Twilight. I should put black person Twilight. There we
Twilight.
Go.
Twilight.
Oh, he got locks.
He got locks. Yeah,
he got dreads?
His name is Laurent.
Shout out my nigga Laurent. Yeah.
Hey, man.
But he's a vampire?
Yeah, he's an evil one.
That's Twilight, right? Twilight's vampires, right?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's a fucking vampire? I never actually watched this shit.
I haven't watched
it. Not everybody.
You seen it, Meech?
I seen, like, the first one.
You seen
that
it,
nigga Edward walked in classroom and smelled Bella.
How many of them are there?
It's a lot of them hoes.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, books and shit.
Yeah. It was.
I didn't get into that shit, man.
I didn't get into that shit either.
You ain't even do your intro. We cut you off. You want to tell me who's in the building?
I'm going to have y'all do that.
All right, bet.
Nope, I'm going to do it. You know, Cozy Boy Meech here from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? How we living? Got the Carhartt gang in the building.
Yes, sir.
100.
That was good. You knew that was it?
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's learning.
Yeah.
I might just
you got to hit it. You got it with do a little hit.
Damn.
You remember all this?
Yes, nigga.
Damn, I don't even remember.
You got like a photographic memory or some shit?
Mm, a little bit.
Okay. That's fire.
I just need to remember the 100 and the boom.
Yo, one of these episodes, that soundboard needs to move over here. I'm phoning.
You don't need that bitch. I need it, bro.
And the people want me to have it. We be
getting our shows.
Trust me, bro. Yeah, one is enough.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When's all I need?
I see one. I'm like, see, nigga, everyone feel me, nigga.
Trust me.
Everyone feel me. Anyways, man, we here, man. We chilling, and Meech don't like dipping sauces, man. Weird. I don't really know.
Bro, he's easily, like, hands down, like, the
piggiest.
Like, if I had to make a list of, like, the top five piggiest people.
Piggiest?
That I have to say your name for it. Without even thinking, I'd say, oh, yeah, Meech.
Nigga, I say Meech.
Meech.
And you know what's crazy? Every time we about to go somewhere to eat or some shit, anytime food get brought up, I'm like, we'll split. I go get my food, y'all get y'all food, we'll come back together.
I like that. Yo, I like that you do that.
I'm
though.
Not
I know other picky people.
You gotta know.
Other picky people are inconveniences.
True. Like, yo, I'm hungry. I want everyone to eat with me, but I don't want that.
Fuck all that, because I know I don't want nothing y'all niggas want.
I feel that.
So let me just do
what's your favorite watch food? Yeah, we're going out to eat. It's your birthday. It was happy belated to my nigga.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and hit the ball, Meech. Lost all the coins because you're spending everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's all it is.
Every
That's
time. All it is. We blow a bag, you know what I'm saying?
I love birthday behavior.
I'm always had a light tap. Stop that, nigga.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'll turn it up post.
So
I want the light ones.
You want the light ones?
Leave them light.
You already listened for that.
100.
I like. I'm That's all I'm going to tell my son.
Good night. Good night, Dad. I love you.
100.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just imagine like a baby bird man walking away. You ever seen Little Man with not Martin Lawrence. What was his name?
Martin Lawrence.
I imagine that, but Birdman. I'm a steak connoisseur. I like me some steak.
You like the shit like bleeding still or?
Nah, I'm like medium well.
Medium well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like a little medium bit well, of blood. Little juice.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit, not too much.
But this is what you do.
What you do?
You take that. Nah, don't do that.
Yeah.
But you take the little piece of steak,
uh-huh.
You dip it in some Caesar.
All right, nah.
Nah, trust me. I promise
you.
She
doesn't do dips, bro.
I don't do dips, nigga.
Yo, you got to try it. Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it, but I don't like Caesar salad. I don't like Caesar salad. Fuck.
You can't even say this shit. I believe you. I ain't taking the time to learn
That's
how to
how much
say
y'all
that
like it. You know when niggas can't say Voldemort name and Harry Potter? It's like that.
Niggas can't say
the sauce that should not be named, nigga. Fuck it.
You don't like Caesar salad.
I don't like salads because I don't like dressings.
You don't like salads?
Because I don't like dressings.
But when's the last time you had a salad?
I don't like dressings. What you don't understand? And
but like, what about like, what about like a vinaigrette or something like that?
Like a balsamic vinaigrette.
You mean? No.
No.
But what? You're not answering my question. When's the last?
When's the last time you had a salad?
Last night.
I was there, nigga.
Oh shit!
It was 2-for-1 salads, my nigga.
So I'm supposed to believe it? Y'all said it,
yo,
nigga?
We go to this. We go to this spot that makes custom salads because the salads just be all so right, nice.
I want a salad there.
You want a salad?
I'll put you on.
All right, put me on.
I'll start you off.
Fuck it, we eat salads.
That's you being serious?
Yeah, bro. I've been trying food, bro. Listen, let me tell y'all a story.
I've been trying food.
Go ahead.
Food.
I have, bro. That's a new thing.
I've been trying food. Nigga, rice, fries.
You sound like 21 Savage.
I'm trying,
like, they ever got me drinking water.
Go ahead,
bro.
Nigga.
Listen, bro. So you got to stand. Like, that's my Achilles heel. That's the worst trait I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat foods. So I'm not well traveled. We go to Paris and shit. I meet Five Guys. It's a horrible time.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible person to travel with.
For real.
I'm a hindrance. So I'm like, fuck it. We go to Hawaii for my birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My family like, we want to get some Hawaiian barbecue.
Oof.
I'm like, hey, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sick, though. This is the first day I was sick. So I'm out of it. I'm like, Mom, listen, just pick some. She like, what you think you are? I'm like, I fuck with some beef. I always rock with beef. Beef real flavorful.
Mm.
I'm like, what's curry? You feel me? I've curry heard beef? Of curry. Yeah. Mm. Beef
You've
curry.
Heard of curry.
I've heard curry, but I never had curry. But you guys, like, Canada's more like ethnic than we are.
So, nah, I believe that. Yeah. I believe that.
But
I see how that can happen. Like, yeah, this nigga, I see how that can happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, especially
sense.
This nigga.
Especially, it makes sense, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
have you tried water? Just curious. All right, nigga. Just see where we're at.
So, but y'all niggas Jamaican too. Y'all eat a lot of shit, bro. Y'all niggas especially eat a lot of
shit.
Yo,
we were just
bro.
Talking about how crazy it was growing up in a Jamaican household, mm-hmm. eating wild, crazy. Nigga, my dad actually thought it was like fucking Fear Factor some shit sometimes.
Bro, yeah. I can
bro,
imagine.
Can we just eat a fucking hot dog?
I had a cow foot on my plate. I'm
bro, I hold the foot of a cow. I'm like, nigga, all 4 feet, nigga.
Why is
this little ass toes?
And we're not leaving this old. We'll get into that. You're eating fries.
No, so I try to get the curry. You feel me? Uh-huh. I get the beef curry. So like, my man's low had he had shrimp curry.
Yeah.
So he get his shit before he
He's not picky, right?
No, he's not picky.
Okay,
at all.
Cool.
He sits down first. He gets his shit. He opened it up. I look at it. I'm like, Mom, if my shit looks anything how his shit looks, I don't want it.
Damn.
She had just got the bag, right? So yeah. She looked at the bag.
Nah.
She picked that bitch in the day. She was like, all right, yeah. She said, can I spot this out? So I end up getting like the fuck.
Can I just get a potato? Just
I got like some actual barbecue shit, but it just wasn't the fucking curry.
Wait, so you like barbecue sauce?
Yeah. I don't like dipping
sauce.
You
sauces. Have to like barbecue sauce, though.
It's like,
okay.
But like barbecue mandatory. Sauce could be a dipping sauce, though.
But you know what I mean.
I don't.
Yeah, barbecue sauce can be a dip.
Yeah.
When I say dip.
What you mean?
Look,
when I dip, I like dressings.
Well, like any creamy shit and all that. No.
So, like, it's like a color thing?
Yeah.
All right,
okay. White.
Okay.
So, you go, so barbecue sauce. I missed that one. I'm gonna let y'all laugh it out.
Random order, you feel me?
So, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. When was the first day you woke up and said, yeah, nigga,
I'm not fucking with anything.
I'm not fucking with shit.
Listen, bro. You know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the fourth child, right? I blame my parents.
Mm hmm.
I told my mom this. I blame her. I'm the fourth
nah,
child.
Nah, man. Mama, you did all right, man. Don't worry about
this. Take a look at the camera.
Shells don't even know you. Listen to that nigga. He don't even know you. I'm the fourth child. You feel me?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like when my parents got to me, they got tired. Like, they were just like, fuck it. That nigga don't eat that shit. It don't matter. Okay, whatever. So I just stopped. They stopped forcing me to try shit.
Oh.
So then they were just like, of course I want french fries every day. They have a kid.
Yeah.
And I've been a kid my whole life since.
Yeah. I mean, you meet you with the chips. I feel you.
Yeah.
Meet
that
you
was
with
like my sister,
fucking
my nigga. The thing is,
that was like my sister, nigga, because like, she's the youngest one. And then I feel like by the time like my parents got through all of us, it's like, all right. She got away with some crazy shit.
That's because she a girl. She's,
no, she's still and, be doing and some crazy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, nigga. Yo, like,
define
the laws of the universe yesterday. Before my eyes, nigga. Just saying wild shit to my dad, and my dad just like, bro, just chill about it.
Hold on. She lit our fucking deck on fire. Our backyard deck, she lit mercury on fire in the backyard.
And my dad, oh, no, it's cool. Yeah,
it's just learning.
With me, fire? Nigga, forget the fucking juice out on the counter.
I didn't put a fucking a butter knife away.
Trust me, I know those ones.
Oh my God, bro.
Hey, y'all seen that video of those the girls that they set the backyard on fire?
Yeah. That was about to be us, bro.
Nigga, that was crazy. That shit reminded me of that.
Nigga, I spray painted my wall like in nighttime, like,
yeah,
probably like 12 a.m. And like 12 to like 3 a.m. I spray paint.
As a kid, no,
in my room.
Oh,
nigga.
In the room.
Oh, I was like, this shit bland. I wanted to put some shit on it. So I went outside, got some spray paint. Mm. Spray painted my shit. Didn't tell my parents, didn't ask my parents. Mom was like, yeah, I guess. All right, whatever. My brother came, bro. Like, what the fuck is this? You got away with this? Like, what happened? I'm like, I just want to spray paint my room. Let me spray paint my room. That's from there, it's been a problem. From there, I knew my power.
Was it cold though? Was it disgusting?
Yeah, it was hard.
It was hard?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was a panda.
Gee, shout out to pandas.
Yeah, I love pandas.
For real. Shot
the pandas on him, man.
Shit.
Shot the pandas.
Yo, what's the fucking...
That clap loud as hell.
Yeah, it was that
shit sound like some hi-hats and shit.
Yo, what's the wildest shit you ever ate then?
I'm not even off that yet.
Never for what?
I don't even know.
Wildest
what's
shit
the craziest
eaten?
Shit that... Like
yo, and you're like, yo, fucking chicken. Wow, nigga.
Mm-mm. I can't hold you. I don't know.
Are you worse than me, bro?
I don't like... Listen, this is my thing, bro. Whenever I want to eat, I'm hungry. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I really be wanting some food.
Okay.
And so my thing is, you ever get some food when you hungry and that shit ass?
Yeah.
It breaks your heart every time,
like,
bro.
Degree, though. Like,
every time, bro, it breaks my heart.
Nah, I feel you to the degree.
But like, I go but on like, recommendations.
But, like, so shit got to be done, though. I gotta eat, so.
So say, like, if...
Facts.
If, like, say, like, Low be like, this shit slaps. Like, this is good. Like, you feel me? I'd be like,
you can trust him?
All right, word. I believe you. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you're not going to leave me in straight, but, like, I'm not about to just stop... Like, I'm hungry. Let me just stop at this random spot.
Yeah,
and I don't know what that's gonna hit like.
I understand,
sometimes
but it's
you
like
gotta do that.
You gotta take risks.
Yeah. I'll be working on it.
I'll be upset and I'll be like, damn, that's fucked up. Mm. Let's just go get this medium tube hopping real quick.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Take the L and you
take the L.
No, I do it. On somebody else's bill though, too. On somebody else's bill.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like
that's the perfect situation right there.
First time I had medium well steak.
Somebody else
paid for it. And it was like, we not gonna let you get a steak well done. I was like, I don't give a fuck how you cook it. I'm not paying for it.
I'm not paying for it, yeah.
And so I tried it. It was perfect.
So you'll eat whatever, like, someone else pays for it. All
right. No. That was a setup question. I felt it.
No.
I mean,
like,
rules.
I was just like...
Not whatever, but just like...
Like, if I were to take you out,
I'd be more willing
like,
to try
yo.
Things. Like, if I was like... Like, say we looked at the menu and you like...
You try like...
Like, we made him try octopus. It was octopus balls, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing. I don't like seafood.
You don't like seafood?
I hate seafood. But that's like off of just like... I really don't like seafood. I've tried a lot of seafood. I don't like seafood. It's weird.
What about like have like...
Like the texture, like the smell, all that shit. I hate seafood.
What about like shrimp? Like I feel like shrimp's
all
like,
that shit.
No salmon.
Yo, shrimps are pretty fucked up when you think about it.
I hate it.
Damn,
I hate seafood. It. And that's like what I'm least open to.
Mm. I feel like so fucking light when I eat fish. Like if I eat like some salmon or some shrimp or whatever, I feel like I can
go
hoop.
Do cartwheels and shit.
Yeah,
trust me. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it's not heavy on your body though.
It's not.
Beef is heavy. Pork and beef is heavy.
No, you'd be full for 4 days.
Yeah,
it's actually fucked up.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. You should try some wild shit.
Like, yo, anybody that eats a blue steak,
I be working
is
on
a
it.
Fucking vampire.
Yeah,
I be working
the
on it.
The octopus was trash though.
Yeah,
so
that's like
nah. The thing is, good, try like, it right.
The Hawaiian.
I did not like that shit.
He took a fucking nibble and spit it out.
Oh yeah. He's childish too. Y'all would get
him. I'm childish.
My nigga, you gotta go to a luau and get some pulled pork. That shit.
I don't eat meat.
Talk to me.
Vegetarian?
Yeah, I'm pescatarian.
Pescatarian. Yeah. Real.
Did we try that shit?
Say the world. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, we
tried. You know?
I was talking about it.
Where'd you go? What island were you on?
Hawaii.
Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah.
You just made a sound out of it.
This nigga's like, wow. Oh, all right. Bet.
That's a big one, right?
But yeah,
it's
the main island. Honolulu. All this shit, like Honolulu, all that shit on it. But like, we went to a luau, bro.
Yeah.
A nigga show us a big ass pig. Like, this is what we did with it. And then you turn around, it's a bunch of full fuck. I mean, y'all niggas are ridiculous.
It was a live pig. They showed you live pig.
They showed us the pig with the like the shit in the mouth.
With the apple. Yeah. Tied onto the fucking.
Yeah, bro.
I'm
saying shit.
I feel weird about that.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, I was still eating, but you didn't have to do that to me.
You'd have to show me like
you gotta show me before and after. You
just, like, I don't like when the pig's head is right there and I'm just like digging at his guts, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you just put a shit like, in a, like, put a shit in a wrap, please.
And then I was like, I'll be good with this.
Cover the eyes or something, please.
Yeah.
Niggas start blinking at you. That's horrible.
Bro, I saw a fish still moving after it was cooked, and I'm like, yo, that's fucking crazy, bro. What do you do at that point?
Yeah, I mean.
Yo, this motherfucker's eating frogs and still blinking and shit. Y'all niggas didn't see that video?
I ate a frog before. Hey,
no, it was alive, though.
Yeah,
but see, like, cooked. You know what's crazy? I'd be looking at y'all travel. It'd be all nice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. BJ and Symphony, mm-hmm. Rhea and you. I was like, it's cool. Yeah, they be eating this shit. Not couldn't be me. Crazy. I really be looking. I be like, they be traveling. They be eating. And that's the part that I can't get with.
And that's okay, though, because you got to look at other niggas. You got to be like, yo, that's cool. But that's just not for me. You know what I'm saying?
But like, niggas never let me want to be me. That's the craziest part. He's like, you don't fuck with that shit. That's crazy.
They feel like you're supposed to be mad.
Y'all just blows my mind, to be honest.
Honestly, I think we're just like people to try and get people to try other shit. Like, Rhea was mad.
You a peer pressure ass motherfucker for sure. For
bro,
sure.
I made Maria try like everything. If she doesn't like it, I'll be like, yo, come on, just try it. First time, I was just like, nah, son. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like, whatever, I'll leave you alone. Then after a while, she tries it. But yo, she likes sauce now. Like, she wasn't a sauce person. Maria, were you a sauce person? You feel me? And now she likes sauce.
Nigga, I catch my dad dipping shit in sauce.
Bro,
and
my dad.
Your dad? Meech is next, then.
Meech is next.
Might make you a sauce person.
Bro, join the dip life, bro.
Look,
bro, if it doesn't, if someone orders pizza and there's no dips, you didn't order pizza.
If you get, you have celery.
Pizza, you have fucking door. What are you talking about?
That's not pizza. That's not until pizza.
It's not wet.
The dip makes it pizza.
It's not wet.
It's just dough and shit.
It's just like, yeah, it's like, are you full though? But did you enjoy it though? Like,
you like it?
You have celery and you just say, yeah,
I hate ranch so much, I fought a nigga over ranch. Like, he got ranch on my hand. I wiped it off. I wiped it off my hand, bro. And I did like this. And I can still smell the ranch, bro. I fought the nigga, bro. Like, that's how much I ate ranch.
Wow.
Bro, you know there's like hella ranches. Like, you can get like a...
Yeah, you said that.
Now, you can get like a three cheese ranch.
Yeah,
get like a, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not.
So, like...
All right, man.
You been in a lot of fights? Yeah. You fight a lot? How many things you fight over ranch?
I was a lot of fights in like middle school. I was chilling because I went to all Arab school. I was like the fifth black kid. I was laying low.
Oh, I feel you.
They get you the fuck out of
only
there.
The fifth.
They don't want you, bro. It was horrible. They want niggas there.
This is in Detroit.
Yeah, no, this is Dearborn. So I live in Dearborn, and I'm from Detroit. So Dearborn is like, now I won't say import, but like the like home of so many like Arabs and like Middle Easterners coming from their home countries.
Yeah.
And so Dearborn is like the city school. You think before Dearborn is Essel4, is Fortson.
Yeah.
Fortson has like a high population of like first generation Arabs.
Yeah.
Essel4 has like a mix of like black kids, white kids, most mixed, but then Dearborn is like in the middle. So I got a bunch of like people who just that's their first generation to come.
Gotcha.
And they got a bunch that like their families is well established in Dearborn.
But
bro, it was like a fight between two black kids. Somehow, every black kid in the school got suspended. I said, I don't know.
What? You two
niggas? Yes, nigga. They was like, you knew about it. I said, what are you talking about?
How? You're black, right?
So this is how it happened, bro. I'm in the bathroom. I'm about to pee. Start peeing.
I feel you.
A nigga come in. It's niggas in the bathroom. You know niggas be kicking. Like, that's where niggas kick it.
Yeah.
Niggas.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'm going to use the bathroom. You feel me? I'm in the stall. I hear... Was all that shit you was talking about? I was like, oh, they about to do. So I come out, start washing my hands. It's two twins and another nigga fighting.
Yeah.
It's 2-on-1?
Yeah, 2-on-1. Mm. The nigga beats up the twins.
Oh, fuck.
To my disbelief. I don't know. I'm just trying to wash my hands, get the fuck out of here. But now I'm invested.
This is all in the bathroom?
Yeah, this is all in the bathroom.
How long are you washing your hands for?
No. I wash my hands, but like, you gotta understand, niggas is in the way.
Excuse me and shit.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, because you know niggas talk for a bit, so I wash my hands. But at this point, I'm invested. Realistically, I'm a nigga. I want to see the fight. So I watched the fight, but it's not like I knew about it. It just happened. It stumbled upon me. So did they fight? You feel me? And imagine you, your twin. Imagine y'all niggas got beat up by one nigga.
I would not talk to this nigga anymore.
You got to go.
I'm not even talking to
y'all
him.
Y'all can't walk the class together. So y'all gotta like get a rematch. They get a rematch. They're like, fuck it. You feel me? So they walk to the gym. They about to fight again. They about to fight in the gym. Then this nigga beat them up again. Oh, I'm like, dog. But we follow him to the gym. You feel me? Just not too far from the bathroom. Follow him to the gym. I go to my first hour. Everybody, we walk away. Oh, it's crazy. You feel me? I'm in U.S. government. Security guard comes to this door. I'm like, why is a security guard here? Like, we need Demetrius. I'm like, well, for what?
I was washing my hands.
I go to the office. They're like, yeah, you do about the fight. You was in the group texting. I'm like, I don't even know these niggas, bro.
You got a phone, nigga.
Bro, they're like, yeah, you should have did. So why didn't you break up the fight? I don't know where you come from, but this is a community. And Dearborn, I'm like, bro, what? I got 10 days for watching the fight.
Damn.
Swear to God, like my first month of going to that school, after that, I was like, y'all niggas want me out of here. I'm like, chilling.
10 fucking days, nigga?
I got suspended for not having a pencil, so I mean, shit.
You're like screaming in the bathroom, too.
We're not talking about what I did. You know what I mean? I just didn't have a pencil, and next thing you know,
why
I was
are you
suspended.
Screaming in the bathroom? For a pencil?
Honestly, it was a stupid joke that we had going on, and like, the shit would echo, and I just, like, me and my friends were screaming there. It was so stupid. I don't know. And it wasn't even me. It was, like, my other two niggas wilding. I was just there washing
but
my
you
hands.
Screamed once, too.
Now I was just washing my hands. That was it. I was trying to get out.
So not one scream.
Nah. Okay. I got fucking suspended for a lot of dumb shit in high school. I wasn't even doing shit. Like, my teacher fucking called me Chuan, and I'm like, it's Trevon. I'm in trouble for saying my name. Then I go home and I tell my dad, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm thinking, yo, my dad's my nigga. I'm like, all right, yo, dad, them niggas was tripping over there. It was stupid. There's always this fucking shit, man. I'm like, whoa. Did you name me Chuan? I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, I had a friend, right? It was two twins. Mm. I've known them since second grade. They're like my best friends from second grade to eighth grade. Mm. And so their names are wild as fuck. But their last name is Dyson. My last name, Harmon. Mm-hmm. So like their names were always before mine. Mm-hmm. So the first one is Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. They fucked that shit up, then.
Jamariqui.
Wait, like, isn't there a singer named Jamiroquai?
That's Jeremiah.
No.
That's Jaheim.
There's another one, bro. Hold on.
But so the other brother name was Aranjay.
How you spell that?
Orange.
Yeah, nigga, Jamiroquai.
With an apostrophe.
Aranjay?
An accent over the E.
Damn, he's just some weird shit, man.
You gotta understand, bro. So look, bro. So every time we have a sub, right? We have a sub. I hear them like flowing through the names, you feel me? Like he like the eighth, you feel me? I'm like the ninth. So I hear him flowing through the names, and then they be like, Orange? He's like, my name's Roger. Bro, I kid you not, bro. It never failed, bro.
Nigga, just call me O, nigga. Fuck this shit,
bro. Bro, it's hilarious.
My name was, yeah, I don't know what the fuck was so hard about Trevon. Like, it's spelled pretty, like, Chuan. Bro, I got a lot of different shit. And
but
like,
did they say Trevon, but he got an accent?
No.
Yo, I know what she's talking about, yeah, honestly.
No.
She had a fucking accent.
I
had
her too. This guy.
She had a crazy accent.
You just
she
had,
no, 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 no.
Call
no,
me
no,
German.
No. And your name's not, that's all I'm saying, bro. It was the first day, it was the first couple of days this girl's back. I'm like, yo, just, you know what I mean? You just came back. I'm just meeting you. You know what I mean? I'm calling you by your name. Just, yo, keep it real. I'm sure. And then niggas around the class started calling me Chuan. I'm like, yo, tomorrow morning I'm putting a fucking end to this shit. And that's all I did. Anyways.
That'd be the worst when a teacher fucking up your name. Nah, niggas, oh, that's your name. Yeah. No, you know it's not. First, no, play with me. You gotta set an example. Now you gotta fight the teacher. Yeah. I seen a nigga fight a teacher, bro.
Bro,
I'm talking about suplex the teacher, bro. It was scary.
Oh, real life?
Yes.
I saw it on Twitter.
I thought it was real life. It was scary because he was like fighting. Oh, say shit. Me, he fighting. Yeah. He the teacher, he tried to break it up. Now I got problems with him, but I suplex him. That's what it was. I said, this nigga's an issue. We gotta get him out of here.
Someone was fighting, and the principal would always like get in the middle of the shit in our high school, and then they would do nothing. It was like they're not even there. And I'm like, bro, like you're a man, and this is like a little kid, like body. Yeah.
Yo, niggas was strong.
Niggas be swinging,
there.
Though.
But yo, niggas was fucking niggas strong. Plus, they gave us a weight room, my nigga. Yo.
Yeah, that was the worst thing that ever happened. Yeah.
Why would you give us a weight room? Yeah. Make all the fights harder to break up. Bro, that fucking principal wasn't a principal. He was basically a bodyguard.
Yeah.
He was always breaking some shit up.
And I
missed every fucking fight, bro.
Yeah, I was always there for some reason.
I missed every fight. Because it usually happened when like class was on, so.
Do y'all have specific topics y'all would ever talk about, or do we just talk?
I wanted to talk about.
I mean, there's something we need to talk about, though.
What?
With my Detroit nigga in the building.
What's up?
Oh, Big Sean is so shit. Bring it on, nigga.
You fuck with Big Sean, Meech?
Fuck Big Sean, bro.
What's wrong? What is going on? Y'all niggas gotta relax.
Nah, that's him, bro.
What's happening, bro? Are y'all good?
Big Sean is good?
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
This nigga like Janae, bro. Come on.
Is that your beef?
What is that? That's just another reason why
he's a weirdo.
How does it do with you?
One, he's not good.
He can't get it.
Two, he's mad corny. Okay.
I've right, never okay. heard of it.
Everyone,
everyone,
calm down. Everyone, calm down. That's everyone pressing me. Everyone, calm down.
This thing is petty.
Look. I just want to know, where does Big Sean stand in your top 10?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Top 10. Is Big Sean in your top 10?
Probably top 10, yeah, but like old Big Sean. Like his recent projects have not been it.
All right, amazing.
I agree.
Like, what was your last good project from him? Dark Sky.
The sun is out, the weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Paradise? Or I decided it was like 50-50 for me.
Nigga.
Detroit,
yeah.
Yeah, Detroit go crazy. That one came out ninth grade for me.
Detroit, probably the last one. I was like, that was hitting just like front to back.
And what was that?
That was 20.
That was a minute ago. 12. I was looking this up recently, too.
Oh, wow.
So you see 21? What I'm saying?
2012. Wow, that's a long time ago, guys.
Push your glasses up, brother.
Nah, that's how I fucking check, nigga.
I don't like
that. That was
like
2012,
this.
Yeah.
You like a
I got to be able to read my shit and see my niggas at the same time.
Is that your only problem with him?
He's just not that good to me. He's just mad corny. He's a radio nigga, you know what I mean? Like,
I understand why you say that. Shit. I understand why you say that, bro. On the behalf of Detroit, I can't let you do this.
Look, I respect Detroit. Yeah. I respect Detroit. Y'all got the Pistons and Blake Griffin. But Big Sean.
Buffs. We need to get y'all some buffs.
Yeah. So that, what is
Cartier,
buffs?
For sure. Cartier glasses.
Who?
Cartier glasses.
They call it buffs?
So yeah, they call it buffs.
These niggas don't know shit.
The shit gotta be wearing.
That's Detroit?
That's a real Detroit nigga.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm telling I'm
not
you, bro.
I never claimed Detroit.
No, I'm not saying you.
I'm a Toronto
I'm not
guy.
Saying you did. I'm just saying, like, he know the culture. You know what's going on. You know where it's
y'all know what Yetta's is?
Yeah.
The fucking... She put Cheeto on the Yetta's. These bitches is
my favorite video, bro. That video is going down in fucking history, bro.
Why they call these shits buffs?
Buffies, right?
Buffalo, the
Bills?
The fucking, what is this called? The arms of it.
You don't even, are you a Detroit nigga?
You from Detroit?
I don't know how glasses, the anatomy of glasses. I can't think of the word.
I just
put
them holes hard, so I got
I'm just trying to figure out why you guys think
so
Big Sean is
sick. So it's
Buffs
and Woods. Woods is the wood ones.
Got you.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, you look good at some Cartiers, man.
You look good at some Woods.
Yeah, I need some new fucking glasses.
If y'all niggas get me, then yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm not getting you shit, bro.
They're expensive, though.
They're expensive. Oh.
they're expensive?
Yeah.
They're
expensive. So why you guys come with the energy like, oh, I'm going to get y'all niggas some glasses?
Who said that?
I said you need
to get some.
I said you need to get some, yeah.
But like, you know that's like, don't let me set you up, you know?
That's not what that is.
That's what that is.
That's
hey, like, yo, you need you some ranch sauce, you know what I mean?
I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, technically, nah, not really.
Nigga, come on, back me up. Try and get some buffs.
You said that with no confidence. You don't know buffs, nigga.
I don't even know what them shits look like.
But it's hilarious.
But fucking, y'all jumping in Jaguar cages to get pictures?
No.
Nigga, that's a dumb shit.
Wait, what? Like,
y'all jumping in Jaguar cages to get pictures?
Like the animal?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You see this shit?
I saw that shit.
What the fuck?
Bro, girl fucking, she jumped into a Jaguar cage
don't even
to
slap
get a selfie.
Real. Why'd you do that?
Can you say that to me, please? You got it?
They don't even look like they called. What?
I wouldn't even jump into a fucking peacock cage, bro. Like, those shit are
peacocks
fucking
scary.
Bro,
I got chased by peacocks at the zoo, bro. It was scary with my eye.
Yo,
because they just walking around.
Y'all got geese in Detroit?
Mm-mm. Do we? We got geese? We got
because them niggas be in New York, and I thought they were Canadian geese.
Goose be on the move, nigga.
Yeah.
I saw a goose in Jamaica.
Yeah.
It'd be the same Canadian ones too.
Bro. But them niggas, they're like really protective and
back. Oh, it's fucked. Like if you get by their shit.
The little nest and shit. Yeah. So I'm just walking to the store, these motherfuckers like, shh. I'm like, nigga. I'm just
yo,
fucking
geese
walking,
are fucking
bro.
Scared. They used to bite my tires and shit and chase me.
Yeah.
Yo, truck nigga.
You
just
want to keep bike or like
vicious,
your car tire?
Walking, bike, not
walking.
I was saying to get tire out your car tire. You need to sue that grown ass man.
Because in our backyard, we used to like walk to the store through our backyard and there's like really tall grass. And then like sometimes you just bump into a goose and you just got to like.
Niggas in Pokemon.
Yeah, bro. No, legit. Being a tall grass, you just bump into a goose and should be after you. But now that Jaguar shit's fucking wild, bro.
Like, why would you hop? Okay, let's get the story right. This girl wants to figure out the best part.
Are you watching the video?
Jaguar, brother.
Why?
Bro, there's nothing you gotta explain. This is No matter how you put it, it's stupid as fuck.
She, but how did you get into a cage of a jaguar? Just
nothing. There's a barrier. Mangled. There's a barrier, and she just got really close to the fence, and then the jaguar said, "Oh yeah," kind of got her through the fence,
bro. And
I'm like, bro, how do you like if nigga to us your food? So imagine being in your room, and then like a fucking bowl of spaghetti pulls up on you,
bro. This is
you're
not
trying to break into your crib. I'm gonna take a bite, man.
Thank you, thank you for coming to me. I always come to you usually.
It's like, oh,
don't.
This is what it's like. Oh shit.
I ordered.
I don't owe you nothing, bro. This is the thing. Like, I don't understand why people play with fucking animals. And my nigga, it's never gonna be a black guy in that situation. We're not getting that close, bro. Like,
y'all seen the tweet from the zoo?
What did they say?
They said, please understand why barriers are put in place.
That was a sub.
I'm telling you, that was a sub.
Did they mention her?
Oh God! Because like, bro, what the fuck? Like, why are you doing that? I don't blame the jaguar. Shout out to the jaguar.
Shout out to the jaguar.
Fuck that shit. You dumb as fuck.
I'll be waiting for some shit to happen just to go on Twitter and just read all these shits, bro.
Jaguar got claps. Let it go tweet y'all. I appreciate the love.
It's hard out here right now.
Hey, John, clap your brother out.
Nah, they said they're not gonna put him down, and the girl said
they
sorry.
They can. Yeah.
She said sorry.
She said sorry.
That's a big L.
Bro, that's
your
that's,
body fucked up. Yeah,
that's
standing
ground law right there. You came in my crib.
She said sorry to the jaguar. It's cool, man.
Hey, I thought you were supposed to eat an hour ago.
And now that you came in, it's like, I ain't even eat yet. Automatic, they worry about you. I'm still here waiting for my meal.
They didn't get it.
Bro.
Y'all seen the video of the nigga that he shot this white lady in the face. Went to the bin, and then later he like caught her and been like, I want to apologize for shooting you in the face.
No.
And she was like, all right. And then they cool.
Wait, she got shot in the face and she's still alive?
He shot her in the face because he was like robbing her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but like how? Like, how do you shoot someone in the face and then like... No, but like how she and she's fine? Like,
yeah, like obviously she's like fucked up, but like she's straight. Like,
I didn't see this.
Yeah, I think it was a Vice thing, to be honest. Yeah, and then like he went to the bin, you know, he did his time and he came out and he like looked her up, whatever, caught her, and he's like, yo, like, I want to apologize to you, whatever. And they linked up and now they're like cool and she like helps him with life and shit. And like,
what?
Nah. At least you got to let me punch you like 8 times in the arm, nigga.
Yeah.
It's like 10 free punches, my nigga's got to hold you back.
Pussy. I don't got the strength. I'm not forgiving you for that. That's crazy.
In the face, nigga?
Like...
Nigga, that's all I have, bro.
It's all people see when I got clothes.
Yeah,
talking
like,
about.
I need this, bro. I'm not buff. Face. Like, I need this, bro.
Bro, I remember when I'd get like hurt back when I was a kid. I remember my brother, we was scrapping and shit, doing our thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you getting your ass bust.
Yeah, and he threw me to the other side of the bed, and then like, you know what? Like, my parents had like big fucking comforters. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know where the edge of the bed was.
Ooh.
As stupid as it sounds. So like I hit my head on the fucking corner of their dresser.
Yep.
Bro, I don't know why they make furniture sharp.
I did the same shit, bro. Let me tell you this quick
story.
Why is
the furniture so sharp?
We had like two beds like beside each other, and then we had like a dresser on this side.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother, we used to jump from the side of the dresser. We used to jump from one bed to the next bed off, do a little trick in the air, you know, kids.
Yeah. Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
And then we used to walk around and do it. But one time my brother jumped back towards the dresser. So it's my older brother. Like, I'm trying to get like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped back toward the dresser and I went right into the dresser shit. That's why I got this scar on my nose.
Oh, for real?
Oh, for real.
My shit was, my whole face was just full of blood and shit. Yeah,
I can't do deal. That's part of the reason like I'm scared of having kids.
Bro, the last thing I remember is looking in the mirror, like seeing my face.
Imagine coming home, your son is bleeding, bro. At the longest day work. Oh my fucking God.
I gotta go back out on the road.
I hate you, nigga.
Honestly,
I just pulled in.
Figure it out. You fucked yourself up, you figure it out.
I'd be upset if I had some like warm Wendy's and I see that shit, I'd be like, nigga, wait, hold on. Let me just get the fries. Let me just get one bite in real quick. You're gonna be straight. How many fingers am I holding up? Oh. Nah, I remember this one time I had like mad weird encounters in school. This kid was like bleeding from his head. Like, I don't know. This nigga did like a somersault or some shit and landed fucked up. And
what grade
like,
is this?
I was in grade like 4.
Okay. That's why I be on my feet, nigga. Yeah. I don't be jumping too much. I don't be fucking no tricks, no stunts, nigga. You just standing.
Yo,
shit never happens.
As safe as you gonna be.
Yo, niggas, bro, I broke this when I was younger. No, me? Nope.
Yo, I understand.
One time.
I understand. The other day, I was hooping yesterday, and someone said, like, Cause nigga, I ain't trying to flex. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to flex. Yeah.
That's usually the part where he starts flexing.
Look, man,
niggas are trying to flex.
I'm trying to be cool and calm and collective, but a nigga got bunnies. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I be like, when I'm up, like me say, I choose when to come down. Anyways,
he's being sarcastic.
This nigga, no, honestly, I have fucking bunnies. It's fucking crazy. Nigga said, "Hey, thank you, man. Hey,
y'all need a soundboard say cap."
Yo, can you do it for us? We can just take the sound.
Cap.
There it is.
Can we get a desk cap?
Desk cap.
There we go.
Yo, what's some Detroit slang? Not to pause your story real quick.
I'll finish my story.
I don't even know.
For real. All right, go ahead.
All right, so then I went up for a dunk. I went up for a layup, but then this guy was like, "Yo, you were like over the rim. You could have dunked it. And I'm like, "Yo, y'all niggas too wild. I'm gonna break my bones and shit. Like, fuck all that." I never wanted to. If I come home with my arms dangling, drinks, and what happened? I'll be like, you know, these niggas.
Yeah, no, like, if it feels like competitive. I'm in a fucking NBA. Like, okay, cool. But if I come home and my arm is backwards for fun, nigga.
Yeah. If I gotta explain this shit to someone, they're like, I don't like that shit. Like, my boy Danny dislocated his thumb and his pinky, and the shit looked like his thumb. I'm like, yo, my nigga's in the wrong place. Yo, like,
so you're not
you said that while he was in fucking pinky.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Your pinky look a little fucked up. Nah, that shit was nasty, but I just don't be going too hard. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Like, yeah, you know, be responsible. Be an adult. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's about the end of the day.
So this kid did a somersault. His head was leaking, and I was like, oh, fuck happened to you? And he got mad at me. Like, I just asked him a question, bro.
Niggas be,
bro,
bad. Niggas be bad at you because what they did.
Yeah, I'm like,
right, but he don't hear the wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't want to explain it again because a lot of niggas probably asked that shit.
Well, I was doing a backflip and then the fuck around there laying
right. my head landed on my head and shit. And then niggas laughed at it. You was the last straw.
Yeah, I'm the last one. Hey, nigga, fuck happened to you, nigga?
Oh.
Fuck the shit.
Yeah, I was a safe ass. The wildest shit I did as a kid was build a fucking fort with my blankets.
And my That's dad a lot used to get,
yo, that was a fucking blast. I never understand. Even now, I don't understand why my dad got so mad at that shit.
Yeah, bro,
I'm laying down in my bed with I just tied blankets everywhere.
No, because we tied the blankets so tight to the bars that the fucking bars would pry apart, and this nigga has to go buy a new bed. We're swinging on that shit.
You're a dad, my nigga.
Bro, I was fucking 80 pounds as a 5-year-old boy. I was 80 pounds, no cup.
Yo, he was actually born like 13 pounds.
13 fucking pounds.
How much is a baby turkey? I mean, a fucking turkey.
Turkey's probably like
you're more than a turkey.
I was probably more than a turkey. I don't know why the fuck I was that heavy.
That was a real fact.
Yeah, I was 13 pounds, bro. I don't understand why. I was the heaviest baby. I was fat as fuck.
My whole life. If I was 13 pounds, I'd have to make a Dear Mama song to my mom.
I'm working on it, nigga. I don't know where to start.
I gotta write you something, nigga.
Nigga came with an apology letter. That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, honestly, bro, even my baby pictures, when I was like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And like, my shirt was off, my stomach was out, and I'm like, yo, I'm a whole man, bro. Like, that's too much.
If
my
kid's like that. That's a fucking turkey. 13 and a half pounds is a fucking average turkey.
That's sick.
It's a full grown or a baby turkey?
Like a full grown turkey?
Holy.
Oh, a whole grown turkey. Still, my
nigga came out.
You made it, though.
Weight of a turkey.
Yeah, I was pudgy as fuck. I've been chilling. That's why I eat everything, nigga. I got my weight when I was a kid.
Fuck it, I made it here. I don't know. I don't even know how I made it out.
13 pounds deep in this hole. How was your birthday?
That shit was crazy.
I was sad I couldn't come.
Yeah, man.
I was sad I wasn't there. That shit was crazy.
Hey, it was them niggas, eh?
You was standing.
I was real ignorant. It was a real ignorant. I love being ignorant, bro.
You told niggas, shut the fuck up.
You're standing.
I
on
love
shit.
You. I'm like, I feel that.
Bro, I'm so confused. What?
I got a lot of energy. It's crazy because like my mom would try to talk. She's like, excuse me, excuse. She got the mic. She's like, excuse me. I'm like, mom, give me the mic. I'm like, y'all shut the fuck up. My mom would try to talk. And so I'm walking around like, bro, y'all, I see y'all niggas talking. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know she had, I didn't know what she was about to do. I thought she was just trying to announce something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I say happy birthday to me. So, but when I'm telling niggas shut the fuck up, it's like, you know, it's like.
It's love, though.
It's love. It ain't like, why this nigga beats being rude? It's like, he's like, all right, I'm going to shut the fuck up. We be telling niggas shut the fuck up.
This nigga invited me, told me shut the fuck up.
But then I was standing on the counter, dog. Now, no, let me take it to crazy.
Yeah,
scene.
I saw it on Twitter.
That's
what rubbing in my face. Yeah. Trying to move on. So, nigga, look, I was on the counter now.
You know what
the
that's
craziest part, nigga? In that video, I'm like, because my brother went to jail in like January, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's like my.
She's on 18?
No, like this January.
This January?
Yeah, so that's like brother I'm closest to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Closest to age is closest to general because like we're closest to age, so of course.
Yeah.
I figured when he was slated to get out, but so, like, at that birthday party in LA, I'm like, my brother's not here. I'm surrounded by a lot of love. And then somebody's like, free my nigga. So everybody just yelling, free my brother. They don't know this nigga. Yeah. So then the Detroit birthday party, they called me on stage. So my friend Squid, the DJ.
Yeah.
So she's like, don't turn around until I tell you to turn around. So I turn around, which he told me to.
Yeah.
My fucking brother is there, bro.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Like, what? He like, yeah, I was doing like extra work in jail to like get out for your birthday and shit. I was just crazy. That's probably the best shit that ever happened.
Wild. Damn.
I'm about to show you the picture of it.
That's crazy. Wild. That was on Twitter?
No, I got the pictures on my phone.
Damn, that's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm too emotional. I'll cry right now. Can't tell me that shit.
Yo, I'm just so bad with surprises. I'll even make that look like, oh, this nigga doesn't appreciate it.
That's wild. Crazy. That's a moment right there. I would have turned around. I would have been like, hey, fuck it.
Damn. Gotta like frame that shit. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. It's
that's a hard picture, too.
Is this fire ass picture of us hugging with the silhouette? It's crazy.
Nigga, who was your photographer? Like, who was doing this?
Damn.
That's crazy.
And that's on that, that point and shoot film joint I got.
Oh, right there?
Yeah, because my friend's a photographer, so he had gave it to me for my birthday.
Yeah. Dope. Fuck, that's wavy. You still shoot on your Polaroid?
Yeah, I shoot a lot of shit on my Polaroid.
You stopped uploading. I was like, wait, and I'm like, where the pics at?
I'd be tired of scanning that shit, bro.
Yeah, that shit takes some time.
That shit tiring. But like, when I scan it, I just do a bunch at once. So it's like, whenever I feel like it. I might do a book, though, so that's why I'd be chilling on it.
Okay. A couple of my friends have been starting books. I want to do that, but it's like, you need a lot of pictures for that shit.
I got a bunch of the bitches, especially like, when I do like my birthday joints. So like, literally from like March 1st, like probably like February 28th to now, I got like 200, 300 pictures.
Yeah.
Because from the birthday party and shit like that from Hawaii.
Yeah.
For the birthday party after from here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How long were you in Hawaii for?
From the 2nd to the 6th.
That's crazy. Y'all got the invite? Y'all didn't?
It was a family thing, so I expect to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
not. You're
Salty? Nah,
I'm cool. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Nah, now we cool.
It's all good.
Yeah. You're tripping?
That should look great, man. I miss Hawaii.
I went parasailing, bro.
For real?
I'm scared of heights.
Oh, no, that shit. Yeah, I did that shit. That shit's kind of scary when they just leave you in the water. I'm like, bro, like, there's sharks out here.
The air part is a scary part.
Fuck the water. What are you?
Nigga, I'm
the being in the fucking sky part.
That's easy, bro.
That's easy.
I look down because, like, I'm scared of heights, low scared of heights. But, like, that shit, when we first started going up, I'm like, this is hard. Like, this is...
And then you keep going up.
And then you keep going up. I'm like, wait, oh, this is not A to B yet. Okay. And you keep going up. And then the wind started hitting you. You just hit up, like,
oh, the wind was hitting you?
Yeah.
Cause we did it too, but it was just chill. Like, legit, we got in the air and just like nothing was. Like,
I think
no
we were
wind,
just
nothing.
Heavy. Like, nigga, we were just there, just like floating
around.
Yeah,
we didn't even get out. We were like, my feet were still in the water.
I can't pick this fucking
Yeah, they're just dragging our asses.
Yo, we're just chilling. I'm like, yo, fuck. I could have done this on a boat, bro.
Yeah, it was water skiing in the back.
Yeah, we're just fucking walking on the water. I'm like, all right, just bring me down now. But they just left us in the water. I'm like, bro, we're in the middle of the ocean, bro.
There's sharks and shit.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand how niggas aren't more afraid of sharks. I'd be going to the beach and like, there's like a lot of niggas there. I'm like, oh,
wait,
no.
Niggas are not afraid of sharks.
Oh, y'all don't realize this is their home?
There's so many people on the fucking beach where sharks eat people. And niggas be chilling.
And you guys are swimming in this.
Bro, the whole time I'm at the beach, nigga, I'm just fucking, ooh. What the fuck is that?
I don't like when the little sand crab.
Yeah.
The little slimy shit, right?
This pretty much anything, nasty. Nigga. I don't even like. Okay, yeah. Bring me to a pool, nigga, where I can see what's on the bottom of my shit. Like,
you want to go to the pool? And I just be wanting to float over the water, just like,
because the water's nasty. Niggas,
I
oh
share
my
with
God.
These niggas. I don't know these niggas.
There's this one time we went to Niagara Falls. Nastiest shit ever. We're in this fucking wave pool.
Oh my God.
I'm not even making this up. Someone took a fucking shit in the pool.
No.
Because you weren't telling nobody.
And niggas was in the pool.
Bro,
you know?
Like it was a huge wave pool. It was like humongous. And then like, all of a sudden, everybody. Yes, nigga. Everybody was getting
screamed,
out.
Bro.
And like, everyone's like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? No one's giving answers or whatever.
It was like a movie.
Yeah, and then we walked to the end of. We're going to on a water slide or whatever. So, like, the water slide is still open. The pool closed. So we walked up, nigga, and I looked down. There's a fucking just a turd just floating in the waves, nigga.
No, that shit sunk. That shit was on the bottom. I'm like, yo, like.
No!
Just real life.
I can't imagine that, bro. But that's like a zombie apocalypse. Nigga. I just imagine niggas running. Ah! What's going on with the kids?
What's wrong? Where's everyone going? No one's telling us shit. I'm like, you've died!
Hey, we stayed, though.
Yeah, I was chilling, right? I was like, yo. In the water, yo, like, what the fuck is going on?
I really wish it was a disapproval, but no.
Oh, this shit?
Oh, that's what that stands for?
Yeah.
You don't remember the window shit? When you got an error?
That, yeah. You meant it, that one?
Yeah, I meant that one.
I felt it.
What's an eagle like? You know, you always got to feel an eagle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was for America.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Mm.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out. How was Domino?
My nigga Domino is great.
Yo, that's a funny dog.
Yeah.
He got a trim?
Yeah, he's got a trim.
That's why.
He hated we didn't get a cut.
Oh, where?
Because he'd be like, so many niggas looking at me. Is everybody coming to Domino? You got a cut? He's like, yeah, you know.
Yo, nigga, dog haircuts are fucking expensive. Cool,
they are, bro.
Yo, dog haircuts?
This nigga don't know. This nigga didn't get a haircut for so long. He was walking down the stairs and broke a nail and started bleeding his paw.
Okay, nigga, nah.
Wait,
I think it was on you.
It's not my dog to take care of. It's my mama's fault.
You're right.
She go, if she listens to this, she's going to hate me. I've blamed her twice.
Wait, why you don't take the dog to L.A.?
For my mom, because she lives alone. So like, okay. I allow her to like keep him, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to take care of that nigga for her. I'm not, bro. I just like the idea of fucking with him.
Mm-hmm. Like, what I'm talking about.
I'm like a bad dad.
Bro, that's me.
Like, I post them on Instagram.
It's part time. It's part time. You're not bad. It's
part
time.
No, yeah, like, but it's like, in, like, it's like, I feel him, bro. Yeah. Like, we have a Domino cousin for me. And I barely walk that nigga. I give him treats and shit. I mean, talk to him. I rub him.
Yeah, I might throw him some treats.
Bro, my sister be in his games. Like, you feel me?
Yo, dog, you wanted to do shit.
Just and I don't, bro. Like, what we doing? You gotta understand, the shit I be doing, I can't take it with me. Like, you don't want to go to the bank, nigga. So I'm like, I'm not about to go fucking play fetch with you. Nigga. No, you want to do some meat shit?
Look outside, nigga.
No, you need a bigger dog. A bigger dog, bigger personality.
Why?
You know,
that's horrible. Big ass
look,
fucking
no,
dog.
No, that's a bear. That's different. That's a fucking horse. That's a pony. That dog is big as shit, Shells. Tell your brother, yo.
Yo, they like big dogs.
Put it down. That's why. No, fuck that.
Yeah, after a certain size, like, all right, just get a fucking...
Yeah, that's way too big.
Get a dog that can jump into the car without scratching your shit.
Big as fuck, bro, yeah.
Bro, that dog, like... That would be chilling.
Yeah,
like... scratching shit, he'd be chilling.
You're barking at shit and wind and fucking leaves and shit?
He only bark at people.
That's too much. There's a lot of people.
No, but it'd be like... No, I said, like, we walk in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who the fuck is this? Like, y'all didn't tell me who y'all got guests coming.
Does he bark at you?
Nah, hell no.
When you walk in?
Nah.
Okay.
Unless, like, it's late at night and he in my mama room.
Nigga, my dog would bark at everything and also nothing.
Bro, he's staring right at me. The lights are on. I'm looking at him.
Just going off.
Still going. I'm like, what, nigga? The fuck do I have to do? I'm petting the nigga. He's still barking at me. I'm like, yo, at this point, fuck off, bro. Like, honestly, I don't even care anymore.
He does that, like, late at night because, like, he'd be in her room barking from her room. I'm like, Domino, it's me. If I go fuck.
Prove it, nigga.
Show me your hands.
Turn the light, nigga. Bro, I just want a dog that's like, that understands, like, yo, I can walk in and say, yo, call his name. He understands. My dog was dumb as shit. This fucking dog ran into the glass door, like, thinking the door was open and shit.
Bro, it'd be fucking, like, full speed going into walls.
Yo, dead ass?
Just solid walls.
Bro, it'd run into this wall right now. Just fucking go to the end of the hall and just bolt into the shit.
Nigga, like, I'm mad I didn't have a receipt, nigga. See, that's all that. Yo,
what the fuck is this? Honestly, someone dropped the shit, like, when it was a baby. It came home and someone dropped it. I'm like, yo, I don't think that's good.
Nigga, because that shit wasn't in the dog pamphlet, nigga. I got the pamphlet, nigga. I saw all funny games, nigga. Your shit wasn't running into no wall.
But we were doing some fucked up shit. Like, I was giving the dog, like, 5 treats one time.
They start getting on their bullshit. Like, what do you mean I'm going 5 today?
Dog is so
funny. There's no explanation for it at all. Today we ain't got it, dude.
Why you had it yesterday? You don't got it. What's up?
So you just not keeping up with your promises. Fuck you. They start shitting on your carpet. That's how that starts.
So what's up? We can change all this. She can go back to how it was.
Oh, you ain't got no more?
I got some shit waiting a lot, ready, nigga.
Oh, you ain't going to your room yet? All
right. Oh, that I was chilling your pillowcase.
But not to be super graphic, but like the amount of times I stepped, yeah. Like, dog, you know how it is.
In your home?
In your
house. Yeah. Domino pretty chill.
That's sick.
What's the breed?
Because I couldn't get my dog to be chill.
Shih Tzu, okay, yeah.
Oh, Shih Tzu's be chilling.
Yeah, they fire.
I couldn't get my dog to be chill. It's Domino.
Oh, I see. I don't know where you went with that. I hear you like faded out.
I'd be doing that.
You said I could be chill, but like, I thought you said I could get my dog to be chill. I thought you were about to say you get your dog.
I just be giving off midway.
I'm like, why are you taking it there? Because my dog is potty trained, nigga.
He thinks you understand him halfway, so he just like stops. Like, it's a thing we do.
Just me and him, just half. You don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. It's another language. Just half sentence. And he understands me.
That's how it is with me alone, because I'd be like, yeah.
You just fucking understand, nigga.
Because it's like, you get it. You feel me? Like, niggas be listening, like, what are y'all.
You know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
That's the real shit. Nigga, touch me on that.
100.
Y'all heard what this nigga said?
Exactly. 100. Just like that. 100. A little soft touch right there. You believe in ghost dogs? Just a question.
Huh? Ghost dogs?
Ghost dogs.
Dogs that are ghosts.
Nah.
Dogs of ghosts.
You don't ghosts of dogs.
Why would I believe in that?
Yo, I think one time my dog died, and then I was sleeping.
Wait, did they die? Or
No, he died. Okay.
I believe
gone.
He died.
Yo, I was so mad at one time my dog died.
Bro, we went to Dominican Republic. And
yo, first vacation, young kids, excited.
Fucking happy.
Some time away from home for the first time ever.
Our grandma's watching our dog, and I'm like kissing this nigga. I'm a little kid. I'm like, bye, Tyson. I'll see you when I get back.
I mean, I got that nigga souvenir.
I made my bed for this nigga to go lay down. And I'm like, yo, like that's
this story's
you right
about
there.
To be so sad.
And you know, I was just on vacation. I'm like, I miss my dog. You know, I'm just gonna play. I got him some toys, some treats out there, and we got the call. And my dad was just in the corner of the airport. I'm like, yo, the fuck is, who's the nigga talking to for that long over there? You know what I mean? Like, something don't look right. And he kept looking back at us. So I'm like, something's not right. He came over, broke the news to us. He's like, yo, like. Tyson got hit by a car. He's in the hospital right now. Like, we had to go check on this nigga because we weren't sure if he was going to make it. And then I was he was already done, right? But he was still breathing when he was
there. He was frozen by then.
Oh, okay.
It happened at the start because we left on Friday the 13th.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
We're all tripping like, oh, fuck, it's our first flight ever. It's Friday the 13th. And then we landed. I'm like, oh, everything's good. But then my dad got the call that day. And he was like, yo, your dog fucking got hit by a car.
That sounds
so he didn't tell us. So he had to go through the whole vacation. I didn't think he cared that much. That nigga was crying, actually.
Yeah.
I saw a tear drop. But
that nigga cried. I cried. I called my friend. I'm like, yo, my dog died.
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah. When one of my brother's dogs died, the first thing I did was call my friend, bro. I was like, bro. Like,
it's rough. You just got to call. Yeah, oh, shit. I'm sorry. You be crying?
Yeah, Pisces. Yeah.
Bet. Oh, yeah. Pisces in this whole. Hey, shout out to all my Pisces out there, man.
Yo, I heard my dog die. I'm just like,
go ahead.
I just went to my room to unpack and just move on, my nigga.
I don't remember.
Yo, I used to love my pets so hard, bro.
How do you mourn a dog? I never dealt with that.
Cry. Yo, we bought another one the next day. That's the most fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That wasn't even me.
I had no part in that.
That was your dad.
My dad bought the same breed. I'm like, it's not the same. It's not the same, Richie. Bring it back.
Yo, what if he was sicker though?
It wasn't.
Okay.
This nigga bit me for no reason. I'm like, yo, Tyson would never do that shit, bro.
You just comparing that nigga whole time.
Yeah.
You didn't even breathe like
him. The nigga fur grew different, nigga. I don't really like this nigga.
I taught Domino how to dance when he was one.
How'd you do that? What was that like?
Like the little training shit. I was like 13, so like, like the little, they have like this little clicker.
Oh, okay.
So it's like reinforcing positive behavior.
Oh, okay.
So like when he does like what I want him to do, so like I would tell him to sit, and I like tell him like do that, so he'd do like this. Mm-hmm. And I tell him to spin and jump. But every time he like did like the spin, I'd like boom, give him a little treat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So then he like,
what's the click, dude?
The click is just like once he hears the noise, it's like, oh, bet I need to do that.
Yeah,
got you.
So say like if I was like sit, I click it. So then he just knows. Anytime he hears that click, it's like positive.
Got you.
It's like Nazi training or some shit.
Yo, my dog knew sit. And honestly, she fucked that up a lot too.
Yeah.
That was like the only shit.
Domino lazy now. He'd be like,
look. Man, fuck that shit.
You got food? No? Okay.
How old is that nigga dog?
That nigga's 7, so he's 49.
He got gray hair and shit then, if he was a man.
Yeah, if he was a man, he has gray hair and like a pigeon.
He's a pigeon?
A pension.
A pension.
Oh, I heard pigeon. I was about to get into my rant.
I've not got a 401k.
Y'all think pigeons are the government spy cams?
No.
I ain't see pigeons. The government was shut down, I ain't see no pigeons, nigga. So, hey.
Hey. I tell you something, nigga. Yo, I was in Singapore, and like there's like so many cameras around. And then there's a lot of fucking pigeons around me also. And they just kept following me, so I'm like, And I saw a nigga put it this way on Twitter. He's like, yo. Y'all ever seen a baby pigeon?
I mean, I'm sure if I Googled it.
I'm so sick.
Nah, in real life, though. Yeah,
how
of course it's on Google, but in real life.
That was great.
I never seen a baby
pigeon. I haven't seen a baby pigeon.
I've yet to see a baby pigeon.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But, still. Like, what are you doing when you see one of them, nigga?
Yo, actually, fuck. I just realized.
You like, it ain't nest and shit?
Nah, we had a balcony. We used to live in an apartment. We had a balcony. So many fucking baby pigeons.
You wasn't supposed to admit that, okay?
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, fuck,
it just came back to me. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I guess not then.
But, like, what do you do? Like, a normal person not seen a baby pigeon.
Yeah.
You seen a baby peacock, nigga? Like,
I have them.
Fuck, nigga, when? Where are you going?
Y'all ain't see that shit?
No. I just want to be onto some shit. I want to be onto some big shit. I want to call the government out, and I want to, like, I want these niggas to try and, like,
exactly.
Try
and, they ain't no calling the government, what government out,
nigga, government? These niggas y'all never government? Seen me before.
Y'all government?
No, y'all's. Yeah. I'm do trying that. To figure nah, some shit out.
Our sure. government straight.
Do that. Do that. Y'all niggas at healthcare.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to take it away from us.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, that's good. I like that. Ford,
no. What?
Equal ground. They're going to start thinking about shit y'all do. Niggas ain't going to start doing somersaults no more. Busting their head the thing is, that's why he's doing that shit. He's flexing his healthcare.
Fuck it. I can afford it.
Hey, bro.
They got me.
Yo, our doctors be nice. Everyone here is just nice, bro.
No, they're not, nigga.
Nah,
I
went to McDonald's, bro.
What?
This time?
Listen, yeah, I went to McDonald's this time. This time it was horrible. First time it was good. Went to McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
She ordered. You feel me? So she ordered. I told her to make sure you got a large.
Mm-hmm.
A large fry, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But they just gave me a medium everything.
So I go to the window,
and she did you make sure it was a large? Like, can you make sure it was a large? He like, oh, I didn't take your order, so it's a medium. Nigga, come on, bro. Just make it a large, but you didn't have to, like, what do you want from me?
Too many words already.
First, hold on. How close was your front seat to the wheel? I be sitting like this.
No, it wasn't me. It was her.
Oh, okay. So she was sitting a little close?
No, she be driving like me.
That's disrespectful.
I be sitting far. Damn, they didn't take my window.
I be sitting up still.
You?
He lucky she got a strap
on. I
like
control when I drive. I'm one of these niggas.
Nah, but you just put a seat back in there when it's time to do that.
I don't put the seat back still.
Niggas like you got places to go.
Yeah.
10-2 and shit.
That's
terrifying.
I'm not
10-2, nigga. I do that when I gotta go somewhere.
But all the time?
Yeah, that's a little scary.
That's scary.
If I see, I caught Sheldon in traffic like this before.
Not for
10 and 2.
Bro, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm a grandpa when I drive. Like, I be trying to get there alive. You feel me? Like,
I just be trying
shout
to
shout out
to
safety on him, man.
Yeah, no.
I ain't crashed yet.
Same.
No shit, tickets, no gonna... crashing, none of that.
Damn, I got a ticket just because I'm Detroit, man. I be doing my thing on the roads.
You're also going really fast.
Yeah.
Bro, when I first came here, I forgot it was kilometers, nigga. I seen 100. I said, fuck it. I was like, these niggas tripping out here. I'm with it, though. Nigga, I was going 100, nigga. I was tripping. That's like, one, I don't know what it is, bro. I think it's like 130, like 140.
Yeah.
I was tripping, bro. I was like, oh. I ain't catch y'all until like halfway through. I'm like, these niggas not even going on. They ain't going to their maximum power.
Damn.
I see KM dash H. I said, oh, these niggas is metric.
That shit, everything about like the states is just,
it's stupid. I don't know,
just
bro,
do the
our
same
shit makes sense.
No, we talking about because like it's connected to like y'all go to other countries and shit. It's the same shit. It makes sense.
Yo, yeah. Britain, they got
Fahrenheit.
Down. We got it down.
Yeah,
and then it was like America.
But America's America, it bro. It's like you know, them niggas.
But just, why y'all niggas got just like
don't
just,
say y'all niggas. I wasn't here when that shit happened, bro. It was some white niggas that was just like, fuck it, we different.
You know how we gonna fuck these niggas up?
Fahrenheit.
Introduce a Fahrenheit.
Freeze at 32.
So what? Okay, what's your freezing point?
Let me see. 32 or some shit like that, right?
32.
Yeah.
Okay. So I
got. That don't make no fucking sense.
But so
how
what's
you just
zero? What, yeah. What the fuck is zero?
It's just not just regular shit.
What?
It's just
zero.
It just
zero is zero, nigga. Like it's cold.
So
this is cold too.
So our freezing point is zero, no?
Yeah.
So your freezing point is 32.
Yeah.
So what's like? Is there such thing as a 20?
What, like below 20?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, like, a lot of belows.
Yeah, yeah, nigga.
So for it to get to fucking zero, like how cold is it?
It's
to
cold
be zero?
As fuck, nigga. Like scary.
What? Like what's zero Fahrenheit to our zero? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because if this nigga's saying there's fucking 20s and shit and then 10s and then it goes to zero, like
zero Fahrenheit to just centimeters. I mean fucking Celsius.
Celsius, please. This shit makes no
negative
sense.
17.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Yeah,
negative
17,
so
life,
negative
bro.
20. You gotta round that shit up. Okay. Huh.
I'm moving to Cuba, nigga. This is my last fucking winter.
I don't believe that.
All right, nigga. Check me next year.
Check my gram tomorrow, nigga. I'm fucking out this bitch, man. Damn, yeah, y'all got to change
you know
that
they don't
shit
fuck
up
with me and you too, Black?
Yeah.
It's sick, bro. I ain't do nothing to them niggas. I was at the first.
But you didn't even upload.
But then I started. No, you know, it's just stupid. It's fucked up because it's been my biggest year.
But not on YouTube.
Fuck YouTube.
How you... They gonna invite you
I come for the nigga. Fuck YouTube.
Look,
yeah, don't strike this video. Don't
YouTube. Look, love you guys, man. YouTube fam. Woo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right, I forgot that's a thing.
Look, this is the thing. I just feel like they're looking at it as if you're not on the platform. They're not showing you love. I was like, yo, where the fuck is Meech at?
I understand, but listen,
mm-hmm.
It's like it's Meech. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like that's what it is. Like Kid Rock, I know you. Come on, baby. What's up?
Hey, she just left.
She just left. I'm here. I seen the email. I said, damn it. They took KD out.
Oh, not for sure.
Now we're going. Yeah. Every year I'm going to ask for a plus one. Who's your plus one? Don't worry.
I don't know them, nigga. I don't know who this nigga think about to be.
How'd you get started on Vine and shit and all that? All the internet shit in general.
Me and Lo was walking to the liquor store with my friend Sam.
Y'all walking to a liquor store? So this was like when you're...
This was like when I was in fucking 8th grade.
Okay. So you're walking to a liquor store. Okay. How old are you in 8th grade?
Like a liquor 12. Store is like a convenience store.
Okay.
They sell. It's like a corner store.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
gotcha.
Like they sell liquor it's store. They sell liquor store. Store.
Mm. It's convenient. So
It's convenient that they also have alcohol.
But so my man's is a problem. You feel me? He's like, I'm about to get cigarettes. I'm like, I guess, bro. So I'm documenting. I'm vlogging and shit. Like just in case niggas. That's like 4 a.m. You feel me? Yeah. Dark as fuck. We walking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some weird shit be happening. Let me just record this for safety on some Blair Witch Project shit. Yeah. Chopped it up on iMovie. Put it on YouTube. Yeah, I posted on Tumblr because I had like probably like 3,000 followers on Tumblr just off of like reposting shit and like follow for follows. Mm-hmm. That shit got like 1,000 views. I was like, man, we lit. Mm-hmm. And then like I used to watch like Justine Skye and like Glenn Brown and then when they used to do
I used to do the same shit.
The New York Tumblr, meetup shit. Yeah, I'm like, that shit live. I want to do shit like that. Mm-hmm. So then like I also had my clothing brand and I had sent this nigga some clothes and he never promoted it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be my own promoter. Mm-hmm. So then I started doing videos and shit. And then Vine came out. And you know, they did like when Vine first came out, it was like anybody could post. Like, even when Vine was, the whole time of Vine, it was like literally anything could blow up on Vine. You gotta be like how Instagram is, where you gotta be a creator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was like, or like how YouTube is, where it's like you gotta make skits. Like, you could do anything.
Yeah.
So niggas were doing like the slap cams, just little random posts and shit.
Yeah.
Cause even when Vine first came out, you couldn't even like edit.
No.
It was like, nigga, whatever.
It was raw,
You hear niggas say, go in the beginning of the skits. Yeah.
Three.
Go. I'm going to be cut off a little bit. Oh.
So, dude, I just started doing that shit. It didn't blow up to like, it was like always like a steady thing, but like it blew up like 11th grade year, like summer.
Oh, you were still in school?
Yeah, I was in school. I graduated school, I had 2 million followers online.
No shit.
Damn. And then Vine like deleted
that,
I think 2016. Fall, you feel me?
Yeah.
But then it was like, I was always like, fuck. Like fuck Vine, like exclusively, nigga. Like I'm gonna tell these niggas on Vine to follow me on Instagram. I'm gonna tell these niggas on Vine to follow me on Twitter because like I worked to get 2 million. There's no reason why I shouldn't be well rounded on social media.
Yeah. So was that like was that something like when your Vine was growing? Because Vine and Twitter were doing some shit where like Vines were just playing on Twitter.
Yeah.
So was your Twitter growing like at the same pace as like your Vine because of that shit?
Yeah, I would do like. So I would post my tweet, and my tweets were like always like a thing. You feel me? Like I would try to work on my Twitter, but once they was like, "Yeah, we connected them," I was like, "Oh, it's a problem." So I started like doing I post like once my first viral Vine went viral on Twitter, I post the other Vines in a thread with them. So then they keep that one going crazy.
Yeah.
And then this one to go crazy, and then this one to go crazy, and this one. You feel me? And then just following, and I'd be telling niggas to follow me on Twitter, shit like that. And then once Vine deleted it, it was like they announced it.
Yeah.
So then niggas was like, everybody just changed their actual Vine name to follow me on Twitter or follow me on Instagram.
I remember
such
that.
And such.
Was it hard working with Vine?
Nah, Vine was
Did
great.
You ever chat? Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people I talked to, like, they had trouble, like, working, like, contacting Vine about different problems. Or,
they
like,
didn't have a team for, like, the first 2 years.
Like,
it was just literally just developers.
Yeah.
And then the last year, there's this lady named Karen Spencer.
Yeah.
And so that was when we made the, Camp Unplugged. Which was like a little like short film they did with like a couple creators, but it was like too late type shit.
Gotcha.
Like the Vine had died down because like the people, literally the developers who made it, they was like, we don't want this to be a social media app. We just wanted to be an app. And it's like, you can't stop what it's turning into, my nigga.
Yeah,
you feel
me?
So like all the people who were like the King Batches and shit like that, they went to Instagram because Instagram already had all that set up.
Yeah.
Because Instagram was kind of like copying Vine.
100%.
Bro, nigga, they copy everything.
Like, because Instagram didn't have video at first. Like, niggas forget Instagram was just pictures.
Pictures, yeah.
100% just pictures. And it was like, oh, Instagram was 60 seconds. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And Vine, the beautiful thing about Vine still was just like, it's 6 seconds. So it's like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy now when I make, like, we be making Twitter videos and them bitches be like 3 minutes. It's like, for us, that shit is easy because we used to have to, like, compress everything into 6 seconds.
Yo, it was funny because back then I could do, like, 3 minute videos and shit, like longer form videos, but I could not do 6 seconds.
I just couldn't
figure out what the fuck to do in 6 seconds.
It's crazy because like the thoughts I would have, even now sometimes, like the thoughts I have now, it's like, nah, this shit's short. Like we want it to be short. You feel me?
But
like,
it's
crazy that I'd be in class and I'd just be thinking of Vines. I'd be like, it'd be like, but it'd be like little moments.
Yeah.
Like something really stupid happened and I'd be like, narrating in my head. Mm-hmm. So then I just make a, like a little small skit out of it. But it was like, I wasn't making on YouTube anymore. Like I stopped making skits on YouTube. So like my, all my thoughts were like 6 seconds or shorter. Or if they were longer, I'm like, how can I shorten that down?
Yeah. So we're focused on YouTube still. And like we're trying to figure out that balance of like shit. We saw a lot of people who were on YouTube like switch over to Vine, just completely abandon their channel.
I'm happy y'all niggas didn't come to Vine though.
Yeah, man. I fucking couldn't. Like, we actually kind of tried.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't figure this shit out.
Nah, yo, my Vine was like, so I was doing Vine, but then like it was just, it was, I don't know. It just wasn't, again, that 6 seconds, like going from like YouTube to like trying to compress everything into 6 seconds. Like I just had so much to say, I didn't know how to say it type shit.
Yeah.
And I was doing it for a little bit. And then like I started seeing like my Twitter followers grow and shit. And then I was just like, yo, like I just stopped doing it. Then I'll do it again. Then I'll stop doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't get the hang of it. Like I couldn't get the rhythm of it. Like Waleed, you guys were like, I didn't know if you guys were Twitter personalities or like Vine personalities, because you guys were always had like that big.
Oh, me and Lo.
No, Waleed.
Yeah.
Lo too, but like at this time I didn't know him. Like you guys, like Waleed just tweets some shit, and I'm like, yo, this is so funny. I remember seeing Waleed way before I met Waleed, and same with you. Like I saw like mad shit on Twitter. But I just, I couldn't get a hold of that shit. I was just on a YouTube nigga. I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
I love Twitter, bro. Twitter's my favorite space.
It's so funny.
I love using it. I always love Twitter because Twitter's like Tumblr.
Yeah.
Like with when they stick, like with Twitter, Tumblr, and Vine with the retweet shit, it's so easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got 100,000 people, 150,000 of them retweet, and them niggas got 200, then that's whatever math that is on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that
fuck
is.
Fuck all that, nigga.
Y'all but niggas had that up.
That shit used to be crazy though, like, cause it was crazy. Cause I deleted my Twitter senior year. Mm. I deleted my Twitter, made a new Twitter, and so like I already had like 200,000 followers, like when I deleted it.
Damn.
But I was like, this is a bunch of old shit. Like, I got a bunch of old shit on here. I don't know what the fuck I was saying. Like, not like even saying crazy shit, but I was like 12.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to fucking have 12 year old.
Yo, niggas will get at you today. You be 35, and they go, "Oh, you said some shit when you were 12."
Man. And it was like, offensive. I ain't never been like offensive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thoughts always just been like, I've always just been a person like, out of thought. You know what I'm saying? I always think before I say some dumb shit. But it was like, I'm 12, so I got like the, like for a good night tweet type shit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, shit,
I got a lot of stupid shit on my shit, you feel me? So I always like even with Instagram, I clean my Instagram. I deleted a bunch of posts. Like, you feel me? Like, cause I'm like, this is a business now.
Like for a good night.
Like for, that's what you put?
That's what niggas used to be on, bro.
You or
you look like type of nigga to do that.
Swear to God, if y'all tweet, bro, Twitter used to be a problem, bro. Twitter used to be, like, Twitter used to be a small community, bro.
I was on Twitter. You say good night to everyone?
Yes, bro. Niggas, I promise, bro. When you
like paste it or you just type it out every, like, do you type if out you used each to do
this,
good night?
If you used to do that on Twitter, please defend me in the comments of this. Podcast.
I get it. I saw it a lot.
Okay.
I didn't get it like for me though.
Like, No. I understand. Yeah. It really it was just like a way of like shit. Like,
no, of course.
Fuck with shorties. You feel me? Like, so like I'm not saying goodnight to niggas. No, get away from me. You feel me? But it was like a, let me scroll through the likes and see who's rocking with the kid. Like,
oh, word. You want a good night?
Say less. I'm gonna give it to you.
Good night.
Hey,
with a,
good night.
With a Beach. Fucking exclamation.
Good night. Get your ass to bed.
Go fucking sleep. You been typing serious in your emails?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know. Like I wanted to say some stupid shit, and then, like we're talking about putting exclamation points after everything. Like, so I just want to sound excited.
Hey! Yo, I fucking hate emailing, man.
What's up?
My shit is. Hey, how you doing? Like that shit is hilarious because they come in with so much like fake energy. It's like, I know you don't fucking that. Hey, exclamation space.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't want to sound mean and just be putting mad periods and shit. Like, hey, thank you, period.
I'll put,
appreciate.
Don't do any punctuation. Do all lowercase.
And just periods, fuck no with commas. Just
nigga, fuck won't with respond to us.
Sit from my phone.
Just leave that shit in there, too.
I'll be bullshitting in the group chats I have like with my manager and like his assistant. Like, I just be like, I'm like, why they always on my fucking ad? Like, with the ads or whatever, they be like, we need to send the analytics. I'm like, fuck them niggas. Tell them to send the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just be joking, bro. It's a great time.
Them niggas be playing, though.
Yeah, they do be playing, but niggas
bro,
don't understand.
They be like, yo, punk nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't understand.
They be like, yeah, we're going to see you ready in 12 months. Nigga, what?
Bro, what are you talking? Because, yo, just post this by then. Make sure you have this by then. Make sure you say this and this and that. And by then, this and that. You got a bunch of deadlines. And then when it's time for money,
there's no deadline.
Oh, yeah, like 30 between, like somewhere between, like this.
Hey,
like,
man,
how about you get your video, nigga? I post that shit sometime between fucking noon.
Bro,
start making niggas send me the money when I film some shit. So it's like we filmed in October and I gotta post it in November, then fuck it. Start sitting in October so I can get it. I'm fucking with it.
Exactly. Once you get the video, pay that shit.
They be on you, bro. Like, hey, where's the video? And shit. I'm like, hey, where's the money? Yeah, hey, we're going to do the video first, and then we're going to get to that. I'm like, bro, all right.
How we going to get to the money? It's about here.
I just got to wait.
That's
first.
That's why I'm here.
Send the shit.
I can get a deposit, nigga, please. Come on.
Fuck, man. I don't know, man. Them niggas would get a hang of it.
Our
man.
Accounting is in Dubai, so they have to, like, why would you put it in Dubai then?
What's wrong with y'all? We don't want to do taxes and shit. Okay, it makes sense. All right.
Y'all got some money niggas. In Canada, my nigga?
Oh, yeah, y'all in Canada, so it's sick. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Everything just fucking takes long, man.
Oh, my God, man. We got to pay customs and shit. And all the import duty fees and all this dumb shit. But your guys fucking UPS people, like, you guys are fucking mean and shit. They be throwing the packages everywhere.
They be staying in their car and shit. Just, yeah. Oh, shit. Yo,
I don't know why it's broke. I don't know.
Niggas.
Y'all got an Xbox? God say fragile damn, on man. It. How long have we been running, nigga? 3 hours?
How long has it been?
It's got to be two.
Who the fuck is listening to this?
Yeah, no, if you're still here.
Yeah.
Drop
yo,
up. Niggas be saying, you know, make it
hate?
Longer.
No, you know what I hate? You know what I hate? I don't know if y'all ever heard Keith Sweat's radio.
Keith Sweat's radio?
Yes.
Like, it's his radio?
He has a radio station. He Welcome to the Sweat Hotel.
Come on, Sweat. How is this nigga,
with
man?
Keith Sweat. And then, bro, oh, we'll be calling
him. I was about to say.
You got me hot and bothered. I'm in the bathtub listening to you right now, Keith. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here?
Oh. You be tuning in every
week? No, my mama used to play that shit. Oh, like, yeah, okay, it was scary, bro.
I thought this was like something new on Apple Music.
No,
and
this
shit.
Is I'm on like the radio. Like,
oh.
Like 92.3. Scary, bro.
But he was probably playing some hits on that bitch.
Probably, but it's like,
is it all his hits?
That in between, that in between fucks it up.
What, him talking?
Yeah,
that might be the selling point.
You listen to Cupid 112 and now Sweat Hotel every time. Time to get wet. That shit's scary, bro.
He says time to get wet.
Yes, bro.
Come on, Keith. Don't you got a family and shit, nigga?
Keith.
You gotta let that shit go, nigga. You're 87.
Remember when Jacquees?
Oh my God.
Keith what do you
do? When they were at a backstage, I think it was like a concert or some shit. And then he was like,
I'm the king of R&B.
Like, I'm the king of R&B, ready for the Keith Sweat. You can see how Keith Sweat face. He's just like, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. That nigga looked flabbergasted. Yeah,
he's
like,
he's fucking wild, though. I don't like Jacquees. I don't like a lot of these new niggas, bro. I would be liking Young Thug. That's it, man. How you feel about, oh, I bet. I ain't gotta talk to this nigga.
What? How I feel about Young Thug?
Yeah, talk to
how
him.
How I feel about Young Thug? Nigga, fucking YSL Records posted me the other day.
What'd they post?
I tweeted, right? You gotta understand. You gotta understand what I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Chains Choking Me. That nigga starts off, he said, it's just calm. You feel me? It's calm. It starts off. Mm-hmm. I might die from all these chains choking me in my sleep. I was like,
it could happen.
Because he might.
Yo, is they, like, so technically, like, on paper, happen. My nigga?
He could die from all the chains choking him in his sleep. That's real shit.
Blood point.
Bro, because you got to understand, putting them chains on is a lot, first off. So that's I'm not going to take them off to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just fall asleep. You feel
just
me?
Always leave it on.
It's real casual. I'm just going to fall asleep, wake up with it, but I take them off when I shower. You feel me? Maybe not even.
I might keep it.
Yeah, you know
I'll
what
probably
saying?
Put more on.
Mm-hmm. So it's real dangerous. It's real dangerous that I fight.
Oh, my man.
It's real dangerous to sleep with these chains on. So I tweeted, I said, you know, sometimes I just cry. Young Thug music is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted it with my at name agreed. Because I'm slime.
Oh, shit. You certified slime.
He got this, I don't know if you ever heard this song. He got called Everybody or To Me.
How it go?
You don't know that Young Thug song?
You
don't know
this?
It's okay.
You better fucking know that Young Thug song.
It's okay. I'm going to play it for you.
All right.
That nigga said, what did he say, bro?
What did he
say? I want to be with you to dust. I want to be with you till dust. That's so beautiful.
I've been trying to
say that. To disintegrate. What? What are we talking about?
I'm trying to do it. Maria, can I do that for you? I bet.
Some shit about some dust. Yo, honestly, man, Shakespeare, Young Thug.
I don't know who's inspired by
who. Honestly, they're neck and neck, my nigga.
Are Madonna, they? Young Thug, like, I don't know what to do, man. It's, like, it's crazy, you know?
Any of these niggas, Young Thug.
Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Someone in this room, this very room, likes Russ more than Young Thug and says Russ is better than...
I wish you, it's crazy because I wish you could see how everybody looked at you. I looked at you and I felt everybody else look at you. It's crazy. It's crazy that we all do it with you. That's
like, this nigga said, hold on. This nigga said, Russ has more flows than Young Thug.
Holy God.
Did you? What'd you say then?
What'd I say?
Clarify. You told me.
I said I don't like Young Thug.
And sure. Then?
That's an opinion. That's a problem.
And then?
I feel attacked because there's people behind me. I don't know what they're going to do.
Just all of them. All of them. It is ridiculous the amount of disrespect we get here on the show.
Yo, I just don't think he's a legend the way he makes him out to be, bro. That's it. Like, he said he's better than Lil Wayne. That's fucking... That's crazy. Lil Wayne, Young Thug.
He is to me right now, yeah.
That's crazy. I find that crazy.
I put it on my goatee.
Yo, honestly, my nigga.
Wait. Bro, that was like the best day of my life.
Holy shit.
We were
convincing Symphony how fire Young Thug is. She's like, no, I don't like this.
She was rocking with that song.
I said, all right, bet. Hold on. I started singing. Me started singing. I said, this sounds beautiful. Shell started singing. I'm like, oh my God. The rest, up till this day, bro, like, when did I start saying that?
The private jet came with a stewardess.
Oh my God.
It's a bundle deal, nigga. What?
Where do you find that deal? Oh, that man. Doesn't usually
the
happen.
Jewelry. It came with the it came with the employee. I didn't have to look for it. She came with it.
What happened to the jewelry?
I was shocked.
What happened to the jewelry?
It got seized.
It got seized, man. He got a case, man.
I didn't know he said that.
Oh my God. He be trying to say, I don't understand, Young Thug. I said, hey, you ain't listening.
Yeah.
You ain't listening.
You ain't listening.
It's crazy because he has so many different songs, bro.
It's actually crazy. I can't.
Have
keep
you ever listen?
Talk to me.
He got the song. You know Worth It.
Oh, okay.
You
Worth
know,
It?
Worth It is so beautiful, bro.
How's it go?
You're not gonna make
this
me sing.
A fake Young Thug fan.
Nah, oh, I gotta
every
hear
episode.
It. Look how much of this shit I drank. Look how much of this shit I drank. This shit almost gone.
I understand.
Worth It?
He got this song called Worth It, bro, and it's dedicated to Shorty, to Jerrica.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most beautiful thing I've heard in my whole life. He said,
I never heard this song.
Damn, I broke her heart, now my heart hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Because he loved her so much, he hurt her and hurt him.
Mm.
It make a lot of sense.
This nigga said, hold on. If you really want me to go deep, watch this. Hold on.
Young Thug didn't let you do his album roll out.
Hold on.
Look at her. Thank you. I'm so mad because you always want me to play OD. Every time I'm in the car, you're like, play OD. I'm like, that makes sense.
Nah. You heard Never Made Love by Young Thug?
Have you heard Never Made Love by Young Thug?
You heard that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, this nigga said.
This
is
gonna make you cry. Oh, that's Future.
No, that's Future.
Don't Never Make You Cry.
How you feel about Future album?
Oh man, beautiful. I love that album.
How you feel about Temptation?
Temptation. Was that his album
like
before?
It's a song on the new album.
Oh, I like this was like his fucking best project. I don't like Future's album.
Yeah, what songs do you?
That's the thing. No, bro, they have way too many hits. Hold on. Everyone calm down. I'll sing every fucking lyric of Young Thug and Future. We'll be here all fucking night. This will be a 10-hour episode. Temptation was good. I like the whole album of Future because I was never like a Future album fan. Like I always had selective hits. Mm-hmm. But that album, I feel like I can like hit everything like one by one. And I'm like, yo, this all slaps. Mm-hmm. Temptations, I have to hear it again, but it was cool. It was all right. It didn't stick with me. I think Killer Cam, Serving Killer Cam was like the hardest song on that shit.
It's a lot of hard songs in there, but I like his emotional cuts.
Mm-hmm.
You got this one song. Crazy But True. I like Crazy But True.
Damn. Crazy But True.
But it's true. It should be talk to these niggas,
what,
man.
Bro?
He made a song about how he sung.
He said,
everyone.
I work too hard just to spoil you niggas. You need to pay me my respect. You watch Rings and you ad-libs and everything.
The fucking wildest part of it all was everything he said on that bitch was crazy
true.
And true.
Because it's like,
he's right.
What? Because you hear it, you're like, oh my, wow.
Oh, when you think about it, it is crazy and true.
You fact check this shit.
Uh-huh.
Crazy with a K.
Uh-huh.
I'm really trying to find this line just so I can say this shit word for word. Huh? Where is this shit?
My fucking back is sweating.
Meet you fuck with a Max B?
I ain't never gotten to him.
Same.
I don't know where I was when everybody got into him.
Yeah, like when did that happen?
years ago still.
I'm a kid, though.
He been locked up. Nah.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Nah, I mean, I had to go back, too. I didn't, like, catch it when it was...
That's how I missed it.
Right, I never go back.
This is what Young Thug said, and never made love. So he cheated on his girlfriend, and he's rapping about how he saw it. He said... Then I put the strap to my own head like, boy, I'm on one.
Whoa.
Then I told her, don't ever do it again. Every other guy you look at, I turn him to wind. And then he starts singing. So beautiful.
What does that mean to you? How did you interpret that?
Oh, man. Basically, so many ways, isn't it? Using his feelings, you know what I mean? It was a bad relationship. They're trying to fix things. And he was just tripping. He put the Glocky to his head and he said, yo, I'm tripping. This logo got me going crazy, but I'm willing to fix it.
Shout out Thug on it, man.
Shout out Thug, man.
It's a lot of songs, bro.
There's a lot of songs.
That whole Beautiful Thugger Girls album is stupid.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
You got to understand, bro. It dropped, and I was in Cali. So this was like probably one of the first albums I remember dropping while I was in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I'm not thinking about the time change. It's 9 p.m., but it's 12 a.m., you know what I'm saying? Easter joint.
Mm-hmm.
I look. I play the first song. I'm listening to it. Trying to put it in, it's out of your head.
Yeah, the cowboy bro.
Like, that was the first time you tried. Yeah. These country Billy made a couple of minutes. I was like,
oh.
Trying to pop it. It took me a couple spins to get with it.
It's just, I think honestly why I like Young Thug a lot is just because he comes off different, and that's it. Like, there's so much of the same shit that we hear nowadays. It's like, for someone to come off so different and just so sure that, like, yo, my shit's hitting. Like, I know what we're doing. Like, niggas like Gunna, Lil Baby. Like, there's so many niggas that sound like Young Thug. And Future's right, bro. Like, he's sunned so many niggas, like, in the industry where it's just like, you it goes over your head because you forget, like, how much music this guy's made. You know what I mean? The same thing goes for Thug. And I feel like that's why I just rock with him so much, because they're just, no one's really as, they can take it anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many ways that Future, I've never heard Future, like, Codeine Crazy. That's one of the songs that always have my heart. Yeah. But then he can change it to fucking Purple Coming In. You know what I mean? Then he can go to 56 Nights. Then he can go to Temptations.
Yo, honestly, man, if I lost my hard drive, that's when I'd give up. So shout out to Future. He said he couldn't find his hard drive.
He lost his hard drive. Remember, Esco had to go hard. That's when I made Beast Mode.
Yep.
Got the cape on the
old. What was that story? Metro.
He got locked up, right?
The song that made me like fucking Future, Metro. I was in... y'all got Tilly's here?
Tilly's, yeah. It's like a thrift. No,
Tilly's. But yeah, the same kind. It's kind of like a skate like type.
Yeah.
Who's in there?
Yeah,
bro. It's a dude playing. Like the manager is a black dude. You feel me? Like Codeine Crazy. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Oh, so I'm shopping now. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I stopped shopping. I sat down on the couch. I'm just like, oh. This is crazy.
You didn't know the song at the time?
No, at the time. That's like wild. When it first dropped.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, what is this? He's like, it's in the Future. I'm like, all right, work. From there, it's been a problem.
And it was just like, for the fact that these weren't commercial hits, bro. These were just hits that he put up for his streets. And
free.
And then he made a video and there's a fucking horse in it, a white horse. Are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah, there was. I saw it.
How do you not like that? And he's rapping about Sierra leaving and running off with this next nigga and doing all this crazy shit. And I'm like, yo, this guy's a legend for the streets.
Mm.
And then came Thug. And then came Rich Homie Quan, but then he fucked up,
you
bro.
Know,
like,
it's crazy.
I miss Rich Homie.
I miss Rich Homie.
Trust me.
But him and Thug were a really good bomb, but listen. That was Young Thug, you know what I mean? That was a young Thug, you know what I mean? Like,
Rich Homie like assimilated to Young Thug, and that's why he fell off. Because he couldn't, you can't be Young Thug.
You can't keep up. That's what I'm trying to say.
And it was like... He did what Young Thug was doing at the time, and then Young Thug was like, I'm off that. And then moved.
Yo, Young Thug
was like,
oh,
shit.
Yo, okay.
Young Thug made Birdman good, nigga. Birdman was dropping some fucking bars. He had the best intros and outros, my nigga.
Yeah.
He had the coldest fucking intros and outros,
that's
bro.
A fact.
I didn't know what none of this shit meant, nigga. I'm like, yo, this shit sounds cool, though.
They have a song called Freestyle, and Birdman at the end of that shit talking shit. He like, let your people wear your t-shirts. Fuck them. I'm like, fuck them, I guess. That would put niggas on IP shirts. Fuck it, I guess. I know that shit for word. I don't know nothing Birdman. It's crazy. He made Birdman
fuck
good.
The most shit I've heard Birdman talk was on was on fucking Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Go talk to the chandelier.
Oh, that was
Big Bentley, nigga, booming the Bondo. Yo, I can say the whole fucking thing, bro. I listen to that shit every fucking day.
I like to hear that.
I think forever. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm throwing
I think the best fucking duo is Young Thug and Future. That rich gang lifestyle. There go.
Epic, bro. Gold turtles and chandeliers. Big money, nigga.
take the jet.
Where you at? LA hit the bitty. Bowling in the Bondo with a few bitches. And they go to drink. And he's doing adlibs on his shit talking? Smoking them stunner blunts. Big dog. Nigga, we never hung over. Never, nigga.
Oh, he layered this, bro. Straight knees
on straight. Run that back one time.
Yeah, run it back.
That's some whole shit. My gang, my family, I want to say,
no, we bleed. You know what we and he said, hey, get this shot of me with the wine right here. You see my ring? It's that YSL, Rich
Gang, RHQ, YMC. Still talking.
The beat dropped.
He's still talking, bro.
He's not done. Hold on.
This is Young Thug's video, by the way. This is another artist. It
has nothing to do with Birdman.
But he's letting you know a lot of things.
And it says featuring Birdman.
He rehearsed this for the video.
This is featuring Birdman. Listen. Rest in peace, Tamara and Miss Gladys. Rest in peace, Miss Gladys. Yo, I'm gonna give Miss I'm a Gladys chain,
bro,
man.
I just send y'all this vine, bro, but my friend Dale made this vine. You ever heard? I forget what it's some gospel song. I forget the name of it, but today's a new day. And there is no sunshine. And then he just puts like, shout out to Miss Gladys, boy. And it's the funniest shit ever, bro. Just fucking randomly placing Birdman talking about shit.
Bro, I was talking to my man's Kevin yesterday, and I don't know how we got on the topic, but we both agreed that we would both let Birdman stay at our house and smoke the fattest blunt in front of our parents, and we'd say, Dad, it's okay. Like, it's Birdman. It's cool.
That so, Birdman, yeah, that's
like,
stunner.
That's one guy that just, yo, do whatever you want in my crib. I got you. Like, I'll make sure it's good, but shout out Birdman, man.
I'll get Birdman at my wedding, nigga. How much is that?
Oh, just talk shit. Just act like you know me,
y'all
nigga.
Y'all gotta love each other, take care of each other, feed each other, and understand each other. That nigga ad-libs there.
Yeah. Everyone starts clapping. 100.
Can I get a 100?
Man. All right, man. I guess it's about that time. Right. Oh, where's gonna be open? 11:21. Y'all hungry?
Yeah, I was a pizza. What's up?
You want some pizza?
I don't know. What's
about to get fucking cheese on
what
your shit.
What you putting on a pizza, nigga?
Yeah, what do you put on a pizza, nigga?
Tell me your perfect pizza.
I'm a normal pizza nigga.
Same.
Here we go.
Yeah, pepperoni joint. You feel me?
No pepperoni.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for you, though.
You know what I mean by that.
Yeah, I'm a real butter crust fan, though. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Crust on the butter. Then butter on the crust.
They'll put that on there?
Y'all don't...
Where you order that?
Where they do that, man?
You got to ask for it.
Not everywhere, though.
Most places you can flavor Domino's? Your crust. Most places.
Yo, they have it. You just got to ask. Because they put garlic on, like, the cheese bread and shit. You just say, put it on the crust.
Niggas astounded.
I didn't know they did that.
Nigga, I'm freaking like, Domino's, bro. Y'all got
Little
Caesars?
You can do, yeah, Little Caesars.
Yo, just
crazy.
Had Little Caesars yesterday, actually.
You got to know how to order. You feel me?
Crazy?
I get the well-done pepperoni, bitch.
Yo, y'all niggas butter crust.
Put them the butter on before they put it in the oven. Keep the crust soft.
Ew, nigga.
That's the word there. You feel me?
That's why.
It's a shame.
Nah.
It's a shame, bro. Y'all know a pizza, nigga, though. Y'all got deep dish pieces here?
Yeah.
I'm about to ask you if you do that.
Eight corner joints?
What?
The eight corner pieces? Dish. Yeah. Not the deep dish like the fucking Chicago bitch with the...
Yeah, that should be...
Oh, yeah. I have a good piece.
You gotta eat with a fork? I hate that shit. This is stupid.
Yeah,
that's stupid. Why am I doing that much cheap pizza?
This is like... Okay.
Why am I doing that pizza? This is... A pie, nigga? No, I don't want
a fucking pizza cake, nigga.
Yeah.
If I wanted that, I get a cake, nigga. What are we doing?
But at the same time, it's like...
A pizza lasagna. That's just stupid.
Yeah, nigga, fuck.
What about Garfield, nigga? No.
It's kind of fun, though. I kind of fuck with it.
You fuck with everything, though.
Yeah, you know what? I just unfollow someone by accident. Oh, well, nigga.
You don't fuck with them, man.
I don't really fuck with them. It's like that.
Shit hurt my ears.
I was going to send it to you guys. This shit was funny. Saw Martin Luther King at Applebee's. Yo, like...
Twitter make you laugh at some shit you're not supposed to laugh at.
I'm not supposed to laugh at that.
But what? It just looks like Martin Luther King. That's all it is.
Yo, honestly, in real life, he actually looks like Martin
Luther King. Martin Luther King, yeah. I got you.
What are we going to eat?
Anyways, man, let's go get some pizza, man.
Let's go figure this shit out, man. Let's get a nice cheese pizza.
I had some pizza,
man.
Here. I don't know where it was, but it was cool. It was a good pizza. Yeah.
Shout out to pizza, nigga.
I got a pack. I still haven't packed it. I should probably
where
do
you
that.
Going again?
Motherfucking Tokyo, nigga.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to
We want shout out
to Maria J. That's what we doing.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I got to go.
Show my son the world.
Who?
Damn. He gonna sun your little ass.
But didn't you see
that one time?
Didn't you see at the start of the episode when I'm like, you're like, oh yeah, my parent wasn't too hard on me, just let me eat whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna train you. You're like, yeah, I'm working on it. So Cause you my son, you know what I mean? Cause you my son, I'm just trying to show you what to eat. I'm gonna buy you some stuff.
Now, I remember the one time.
Oh, when I
remember the one time you came to our crib.
I don't know why. I don't know what you're talking about.
Cut his mic out.
I can't remember how.
I can't hear you. You got gray hairs over, in your beard, brother.
You had came over and had got tired.
And I'm like,
and he fell asleep with no blanket.
Oh, me just tired.
And then Trey would have with a blanket.
Yeah, nah.
It's not fun to tuck your little nigga in.
Damn. Doing my Detroit nigga like
and he
that.
He did that.
I don't recall none of this. They ain't got no proof, huh? You believe it because they told you?
This nigga, look, I took this nigga in.
Weren't you there, nigga?
Shell.
Bro. That nigga looked at me like, what?
Oh, bro, you were there.
I can't help you, bro.
I took this nigga in, and when the blanket hit his chin, he opened his eyes and said, fuck you, nigga. I said, good night, me.
Bro, it's he has to go to bed late. After that.
No, you understand? You understand, bro? You understand? I just moved into my spot. I ain't got no bed, nigga. I ain't got no electricity, niggas. Hospitality, I'm like, this is cool. You feel me? Good.
Yeah.
You feel me? They're like, yeah, we got a little rollout bed shit too. I think it's good. This is a whole setup for a joke. Nigga, I fall asleep with that bitch. I'm tired. Blanket. Like you said, blanket hit my chest. I said,
I remember that.
I realized what this was.
I didn't mean that.
I realized this was. This is not about comfort. This is about fuck. This is about sonity. I hate
you. You got son. So happy to have my son on the podcast, man.
Nah, you're not talking to me. Hell yeah, you're talking to me.
That's my slime. And then my son.
There's a lot of disrespect coming from your way. And I was like, hey, always.
Stupid. I'm chilling. I'm going to go take you out to eat some pizza, man. Maybe you try some chicken. We'll see what's up. Why are you on the photo booth up?
No, sorry. I'm just doing this thing. Wait, I usually
do. Business.
I don't know. Just whenever I can see nigga shits, I'm like, yo, what you doing? You know, I don't want to chat. Even when I'm walking.
Click some shit. Your brother,
like, yeah. No, like, I'll be walking.
I'm just that nigga. I just be cleaning my shit up sometimes.
I'm done.
Nah, y'all could wrap the shit up.
I'm done.
Where'd that come from, nigga? What?
How we get here, bro?
What's up?
Where did you get that from?
Oh, no, I clean up.
Let me tell y'all something.
I'm that type of nigga. Just
goodbye.
I stay clean. Okay, and everything.
If it's just got to be one person on the podcast, I vote you, man.
Yeah.
Same.
So, y'all wrap the shit up then, man. Yo, we need a fucking quote from this guy, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, if y'all listening... Oh, shit. Okay, we'll wrap the shit up. All right, yo. Thank you for listening to Random Order. You know what it is. If you're listening right now, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch fucking video. Watch his gorgeous fade. I dropped money on his fade, so you have to come and fucking see it.
You did?
Because I didn't do this for fun.
And follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. Follow the man on Instagram.
Right here, for audio listeners, SebastianXX.
Listen on the iTunes podcast app. Drop 5 stars and review. None of that 4-star shit. Anything below 5 stars, we don't need it.
Not having it.
You can go to bed. Blah, blah, blah. Where we at? Also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. We looked in the title.
Yeah,
the title. It doesn't work like that. So we're not going on title.
Not going on title.
Head over to 4ie.ca you for your doobies. We'll let you know if that shit happens. And then, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Stay posted, Random Order Show. And right now, I'm going to need a fucking quote of the day from my man, Meech.
Before the quote of the day, you got anything you want to shout out? Anything you want to put out there to the earth? Before you get a quote of the day?
Or just the viewers?
We here.
There it is.
That's it, man.
And the quote. Shout out to my peoples, man. Real big supporters, you know what I'm saying? Send me the do-rags. I ain't even had no waves at the top. I had high hair. I said, what's going on? I had to put you. I be sunning y'all niggas. Y'all be comfortable because of me.
Yo, the hoodies are pretty comfortable.
Yeah, they're hella cozy. 100%.
Yeah. It's the most comfortable hoodies I have in my possession.
No. But yeah, y'all like the best people. Some of the best people I've met. It's great time.
Thank you, man.
We're hospitality a lot. Like,
should be chilling.
Making up words. That's what I'm doing.
I felt it, though.
Yeah, you felt it.
I understood what it was. Yeah, I knew where you're going with that.
I know y'all good people when y'all people good. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fucking quote right there.
Yep, that's the quote.
Hey, yeah, that shit. Fire, nigga.
Just checked into the Sweat Hotel, and I'm your host, Keith Sweat. Now tonight, let's just kiss and not tip. But baby, on second thought, if it's that good, I might just have to tell everyone. Call me at 866-92-SWEAT, 866-927-9328. Tonight, girl, I want to put your loving through the test. Let's apologize, let's confess, and let me be your maintenance man. Now, baby, I hope you're ready for a great night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.